This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
There are laws against this.
Dougie.
I kind of got tingly.
Dieter.
Kiss this, bitch.
Charlie.
I'm smarter than you, for sure.
And Jeffrey.
Please.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Wednesday, July 26th, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number to reach us. 866-967-6837. You can text us at that number as well. Comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes in real time. However, the best way to reach us, 866-YO-ROVER. I'll get the email here in just a moment. I know that I think Charlie and Nads went to the Donald Trump rally last night.
Oh, we saw America getting great again.
I don't know if they got any audio or not. I didn't get encouraging words from Charlie, who said that he couldn't dupe people. They were too smart for him.
Oh, yeah. They were trying to ask like dumb questions to him, and they saw right through our BS.
Turned out we're the idiots.
Yeah.
He drove all the way out there for nothing.
Hour and a half, yeah. That was cool to see.
Did you go into the rally? Or
no, that was booked up. It's apparently they sold 20,000 tickets to it. Or they gave away 20,000 tickets.
Yep.
And they only let 7,000 or 6,000 in. So, a lot of people were not inside.
We saw some people get kicked out, though.
Oh, really?
We see it on the big screen, and then we saw them being ushered out.
What were they getting kicked out for?
Getting rowdy. Like, they snuck in with signs, and then they stood up with their signs and were screaming, and then Trump looks at them or something. And it's cool to see. You see the person get kicked out.
And you see the crowd booing. And then you see just the police bust open the door, and they're holding the guy and this girl and this other guy, and there's some F you.
And then all the Trump
don't
supporters
take our health care.
They're saying, just tase him, take him out right now. And, like, you know, it was not a good. There's a clear divide in this country.
I'm surprised Charlie made it back, that he wasn't beat up or murdered.
Well, this is the thing, is I don't know if you've heard about this, but there's a distrust of the media at this point.
If
you start putting microphones in people's faces and asking them questions, you get bombarded with some fake news stuff.
Uh-huh.
And don't talk to them. They're the enemy.
Well, did you hear McCain say we could all go to hell? The hell with us. That's what McCain said last night.
To the media?
Oh, the media, the radio, the media. The hell with them. The hell with us. Okay, John McCain.
He's going to be dead in a week anyway, so whatever.
Should you be allowed to vote on things right before you die like that?
And you have brain cancer, so you're not thinking straight?
I wondered the same thing, and I thought if that was weird that I wondered that. Like, is he all there? He seemed
no,
like it.
No, you remember that question he was asking of, who was it? He was asking a question
Mueller?
Of, so, no, not Bob
no.
Mueller, Comey, maybe?
Yeah, Comey.
Someone.
Yeah, Comey.
Forget who it was, and he was rambling nonsensically, and everyone's like, what is this dude talking about?
Forgot about that. It all makes sense.
Then he has brain cancer 2 weeks later. Yeah, it makes sense, right? The guy's going off the deep end right now.
But that's a good point. Should you be allowed to vote on bills and laws that are going to go into effect well past your lifetime? You're going to be dead in 2 weeks.
It's not going to be dead in 2 weeks.
Are you guys getting that from?
He may be dead.
They're
in
saying
a year and a half. Oh, really? A year and a half. That's what you think?
That's what they're saying, doctors. And he can even go past that. I don't know if you guys 2 weeks.
He seemed fine last night too.
I will place a bet that he doesn't go a year and a half.
I'll place a bet it won't be 2 weeks.
I agree with you.
Let's see the 18 months over under.
It's It's definitely going to be less than 18 months. Dieter, you want to take that bet?
I won't take 18 months.
Will you take a year?
I mean, I would take a year on that. Because they're saying it'll be at least a year, year and a half. And that's just, that's on the downside. He can even go 2-3 years.
Okay.
You know he's going to get the best treatment.
Yeah.
It's John freaking McCain.
Who else had this cancer?
Well, Biden's son.
Bo?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't end up well.
The guy died in his 30s or whatever, 40, however old that guy was.
This is the same cancer?
That's what I heard.
Shoot.
But there's different forms of it. When do you get diagnosed?
Well, yeah, he's lucky he's got insurance. Good job.
Yeah, Obamacare really takes care of you. Right, Snitz?
Alyssa writes... Hi, Rover and crew. I just spent $500 for tickets to the iHeartRadio Music Festival that I don't even want to see in hopes of meeting you. I only bought tickets for Friday night because it was the less cringeworthy of the two nights. I'm in California. I listen to you guys every single day, and I'm an RMG Plus subscriber. I never miss a show or the aftermath. You get me through my workday. I was planning on coming to Roverfest this year, but that doesn't sound like it's looking good. I'm guessing this is the closest that you will be to California, so I figured it was now or never. Will you guys be doing any meet and greets while you are here or out there, or at least announcing where you will be? The show is literally the only reason I'm going to the iHeartRadio Music Festival, so I will be very bummed if I don't get to meet you. Much love, Alyssa.
How great is that email?
Yeah, why doesn't she forward that to Bob Pittman or something?
I was wondering if we could. Dear
yeah,
Mr.
I'll arrange a time for you to meet me and the whole show
when
Bob Pittman and all the other head honchos are around.
Right.
You can run up, I love you, Rover, I love you.
That is good.
Well, Alyssa... we will make sure that we meet you when we're out there. How about that? We'll promise you. And I don't know how she could.
I did email her back that.
Okay.
I knew you'd say that. So she was so excited. She's so excited to go out there. It's not even funny.
I emailed her back too. I said,
oh,
we're going to be out there on Saturday during the day for sure. I mean, we're going to be out there that whole time.
Yeah.
But.
We might be busy.
She goes, is that another ticket? The Saturday, the daytime village thing? We could probably get her some tickets to that, right?
Yeah, I don't actually. We could try. I've never been, so I don't know how if your ticket on Saturday night for the concert gets you into that festival.
I don't think so.
But
she has tickets for Friday, not Saturday.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. So we'll figure it out. But we might be a little busy with a wedding or ceremony,
renewing some vows.
Yes. And I don't know with Jeffrey.
Let me get to that. Jeff,
he's not here today.
Is he in a good mood today? Oh, he's not here
today? I
didn't
know he's here.
Me neither. Seriously.
Is he here? Oh, there he is right there.
I can't see him. He's in all camo. From head to toe.
Hello?
Are you in the Army?
The EM Army?
Whatever.
Good mood or bad mood?
Well, oh, good mood, of course.
That answered it.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with my attire for today?
I like it.
You're in green?
Yeah.
And you're wearing camo shorts?
Is he? I can't see.
So, yeah, it's all camo.
Going on?
Sounds like today's the day. He's going to shoot up the radio station, finally.
No, I won't do that. I won't go that far. Like I said, I don't know any... firearms.
You
so.
Should. Don't you think you should get one at this point?
No, because everyone thinks I'm probably too mentally challenged on a firearm. So there's a harsher word for that, you know.
What?
No, all right.
So even Rovers the wouldn't want guns around me.
That's true.
So
well, we put a gun in your hand once, and you immediately started
pointing it at people and pulling the trigger.
Yeah. And the photographer, remember? You know, assault rifle in your hand. Let me pull the trigger here.
Right after he aims it at the guy's head.
That was the end of that.
No, the trigger was locked, so I wouldn't have been able to pull it. So,
no,
that's not true.
The trigger went click. It was just that it wasn't loaded.
So, well, anyways.
Yes, we'll get back to you. Let's see if something great.
More?
Kristen writes, Dear Rover, I know how much you hate to do birthday shout-outs, but I'm asking to do just this one this morning. My brother David's birthday is today, and he would absolutely love to be mentioned on the show. He's the reason I got hooked on you in the first place. I've been listening for almost 2 years because he wouldn't shut up about it, and I wanted to know what all the fuss was about. I hate saying it, but he was right. The show is awesome, and it keeps both of us laughing daily. Last year, he made me a special shirt from our experience at Roverfest. Here it is.
That looks so cute. I love it.
She has a shirt that says Roverfest 2016, Adrenaline Rush Baby. And it appears to be her. I'm guessing
Adrenaline
it's her.
Adrenaline Rush Baby!
I can't see her face in the picture, but I'm assuming it's her face. There's a picture on the T-shirt. I'm assuming that's her with Mr. Jeffrey Allen LaRoque, Adrenaline Rush Baby.
Adrenaline Rush Baby!
Jeffrey, do you remember taking this picture with this girl, the one that's on the T-shirt there?
I've taken pictures with so many people.
Yeah, you just
I remember taking a picture with her. Didn't think it would wind up on a T-shirt, but it looks great.
You do remember taking a picture with her now. You've taken so many pictures.
Well, I mean, how can I figure it out? I'm in the damn picture.
Remember you tweeted one time? And he's like, I don't remember taking a picture with you. I take 25,000 pictures at Rubberfest. I don't remember you.
He's a busy guy, Dieter.
Yeah.
It's tough being a
A-list celebrity.
I'm not an A-list celebrity. I don't make the money to say the other A-list celebrities make. So how can I?
What would you classify yourself? A-list, B-list, C-list?
Probably Z. Only because we're on the lowest rung in the entertainment ladder.
Z-list?
Pretty much. I mean,
no. I think he's A-list. Asperger's.
Funny.
Anyhow. Well, happy birthday to David.
Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, David.
Kristen, I couldn't see her face, but she looked cute.
Yeah.
Carlos says, "Yo, Rover and RMG family, I have a very important job interview Wednesday morning, and I'm asking for luck and prayers from all of you. I'm extremely nervous, but to prevent myself from crapping my pants, I will get caught up on the show. Love you. Thank you so much for all that you do for my life.
Good luck. I love going to job interviews.
Oh, I hate. Are you really? Kidding me?
No one likes going to job interviews.
No, I really. Because
she likes to talk.
I'm good.
She's talking about herself.
It's just a reason to talk about herself. Right.
You're right. I hate it.
I'm great.
No, she thinks she's great.
Like, I know I am.
She was like, she was like, why are you mad at me after Grand Rapids? You weren't there, Dieter, but you would have, I don't know what you would have probably taken a fork right off the table and stabbed yourself in the eyeballs to try to kill yourself if you would have been sitting across from Doogie like I was.
Just nonstop.
Oh,
she was just on.
My God, it was nonstop.
Oh, those are bad. Those are bad.
Yeah. Actually, no, I was sitting right next to her.
And you couldn't stand it.
Well, let's just put it this way. I mean, whatever she was talking about, I just found it quite interesting. It gives me kind of a kind of, I guess, in the window of the way her mind works, you know? But I would have loved to, speaking of Doogie and job interviews, I would love to have been the fly on the wall at one of Doogie's job interviews to see how she does in a job interview. I know, I do marginally well, because if I didn't do well, I wouldn't have a job.
We should have you interview Doogie.
That would be great. I would crush that interview. Would you like to do that?
And then have Rover do the second interview.
We'll see if Rover wants to hire her afterwards. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I mean,
hello?
That'd be interesting.
Hello.
I mean, it got to the point during this dinner that I was actively asking Jeffrey to jump into the conversation. Jeffrey, tell us all about the Concorde.
Oh, no. That's like your last resort.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Go to that.
And then he just goes off for 5 minutes, and you can just, you know, get back to eating and do your thing and
tune
him out because you've heard the story a million times. But Doogie is just – did anyone else hear this? You guys were at,
we were at
sort of the other end of the table.
I just heard her yelling, laughing.
I wasn't yelling.
Cackling.
I wasn't cackling.
Very well aware
dramatic.
No.
Well,
she was really kissing your ass.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I've never
I'm
seen
the
like
best
this.
Interview.
I was not.
Sitting
you
right
are.
Next to
so
you just saying how great you are.
No, he is.
But it makes somebody uncomfortable to sit there and, like, what are you supposed to say? I am? I'm not?
No, they asked about booking shows and doing this and that. And I'm like, well, Rover's great.
There's nobody better on this entire planet than the guy who's sitting at this table with you.
So he's so great that when we're not at this table, all I do is argue with him because I just don't do what he says.
Okay.
He's so great, but... I had to yell at her yesterday. All day I had to yell at her. She just cannot take a simple direction.
Driving me crazy.
I told her, I said, don't call anyone regarding something that she has to make a bunch of phone calls on.
She goes and calls them, right?
I explicitly had a conversation with her in the hallway here at the radio station right before I left at about noon or 1 p.m. By 3 p.m., I say, don't call anyone. Do it tomorrow. There's a reason for this, and she knows what the reason is. But I said, do it tomorrow because. So we had this conversation. This is at 1 p.m. By 3 p.m., she calls me and says, I called so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, three different people. I said, douche, why did you do that? I told you not to call. Well, what? What did I do? What? What's the big deal?
You told her.
Who cares what the big deal is? There could be no good reason. There was a good reason, by the way, but there could be no good reason. It's because, Doogie, I don't like people using telephones on Tuesdays. That's why. You cannot tell her anything. Andrew writes, yo, Rover, I love the show. I'm a big fan of the Fart Box Boys, but wanted to fill you in on a growing trend in NADS's on-air lexicon. On yesterday's show at the 2050 mark on the podcast, he says, congrats on the sex. Normally this wouldn't be an issue, but earlier this week he asked, what was your sup moment to either Jeffrey or your salesman as to how they picked up their wives? I can't remember which, but the moment sticks out to me.
That's to the sales guy, Neil.
Both of these phrases come from a popular Barstool sports podcast called Pardon My Take, which I believe NADS is a big fan of. They regularly use the phrase congrats on the sex to make fun of people with kids and sup as a sarcastic commentary in regards to women in sports. I only write because I don't want NADS to use this crutch when he could be just as humorous without it. Hope he takes us in the right direction. Keep up the great content. So NADS is a Barstool sports podcast thief.
They're memes. Ever heard these memes before?
He's the Carlos Mencia of Barstool sports and radio.
They're memes. And whoever emailed that in, congrats on not having sex.
Carlo writes, the word swastika comes from Sanskrit svastika, which means good fortune or well-being. Yeah, okay. The guy with the swastika at the baseball game tattooed on him with the bird, that's obviously a Nazi symbol. Well, the train with the Nazi swastika. It wasn't a Sanskrit good fortune train taking the Jews to the gas chamber, was it? No. So stupid. Kira writes. That's a good name, right? That's got to be a chick. K-I-R-A?
Yes.
Kira. Just makes you sound hot. She writes, I cracked up listening to the replay from the 21st. Doogie had a profound run-on sentence. The actual sentence is, quote, the guy that I lost my virginity to in college, dated him for 3 years. I was a junior, senior in college. We dated, and afterwards we broke up. Doogie, I love you, but you really need to learn how to condense your stories. You sound ridiculous.
Thank you.
That was one sentence of the story. That was one sentence.
It's word for word?
Yes.
I love it.
The guy that I lost my virginity to in college, dated him for 3 years. I was a sophomore, junior, senior, in college, we dated, and afterwards we broke up. And then she goes on to tell you the story about whatever. There was this guy I dated. It was in Minnesota. And this guy that I dated in Minnesota, we dated and then we broke up. Ron says, Doogie said yesterday in regards to Kyrie Irving moving to a different team. She is in it because she wants to be on a winning team. BS. You want to suck on the Rover teat as long as you can. You've made it. Doogie is in better than B2. You guys rock. John in Columbus, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
What's happening, Rover?
Yo! Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, I had a good idea, man. You guys ought to do a fan contest, take one person out on the bus with you to Vegas.
Well, we may be doing something else for Vegas, and I don't have everything ironed out yet, but I'm working on some things. And it may be in the cards to bring a couple of fans out to Vegas with us. Not necessarily on the bus, but maybe meet us out there from wherever you live. Fly out there. And I will tell you what I have in mind when we come back. Let me take a break, John. So stick around. You can listen, and I'll tell you what I have in mind. And I don't have it all ironed out yet. We have to figure out a sponsor to get people out there, you know, fly people out, hotel rooms, and all this kind of stuff. So if you run a business and you happen to have some spare cash lying around, call. But let me tell you what I have in mind, and you guys tell me what you think. We'll also have the Shizzy coming up. What do you have on the way?
This day in history, 26 years ago, 1991. I'll never forget this day. What happened? It was in the entertainment field, and it was all over the news. Somebody was arrested.
91?
Doing something inappropriate.
Oh, I think I know.
I'll tell you what it is. And you want to hear John McCain telling us all to hell?
I know who it was now.
To hell with you, to hell with radio, to hell with media. Do you want to hear him say that and why he was saying that? I'll play that audio for you next.
All right. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover's already locked down the rock demo. Now it's time to take over the urban market.
Hey, raindrops, drop tops, smoking on cookie in the hot box.
Yo, now we back to...
My bitch is bad and bougie.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Bad. I just heard that for the first time. I should do a rap segment with me rapping every week. Why not?
I love it.
Whatever the top rap song of the day is, I'll break it down for you. You know, I'll...
That would be good. That'll take us...
I love reading those rap songs. The lyrics are so ridiculous. Panda, panda, panda. I mean, it's so nonsensical.
Well, that's a good song.
It's garbage.
Panda? Panda's great.
Especially because you have a black X6.
That's right. That's not a panda. That's,
I know, it's another line.
It's a phantom, I think, or
exactly.
Something. Yeah, the panda's the white X6.
I got broads in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Just to be in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacies, family. Wait and see, look like a panda.
Yeah.
Going out like a Montana. Honey, down the helmets. Legacies, family. Wait and see, family. Pocket swoop.
Yep. Good stuff. Good stuff. Yes, Jeffrey, what is it?
I can think of two rap songs that to me make complete sense. Nothing But a G Thing and It Was a Good Day. Or my two favorite, or have always been my two favorite rap songs.
Okay. We will get to the Shizzy in just a moment. Now, don't go anywhere, Jeffrey. One of the things I'm thinking of, so the plan is to go to the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas, which is in September. Mm-hmm. Lots of artists playing that. And I'm thinking, we have to get this approved. In fact, we need to get this approved by Jeffrey's wife this week. I'm thinking about having Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth renew their vows in Las Vegas. Because you've been married for how long now, Jeffrey?
It'll be 17 years in December.
17 years. And you know, that's a big one, 17 years.
Oh, yeah.
17-year mm-hmm. anniversary.
No, actually, no, it's the 25th, the 50th, and the 75th.
No, well, nope. 17.
17.
That's in you guys' eyes because you don't know if
well,
you'll be on the air by
the time
you
turn
25.
The golden anniversary, the silver anniversary. This is the brown anniversary, 17 Wait, years.
He got married in 99, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
This year is 2017.
So that would be 18 years.
Oh.
Do you know that?
No, I thought it was. No, I just thought it was all.
Bust out the calculator.
Whoops.
Oh, no, calculator.
Yeah, if you were born in 1999, I mean, if you were married in 1999, and you're celebrating your anniversary in December of 2017. How many years will you have been married come December?
Okay, 18. Yeah, so I was always, 18
Thank
years.
You.
Yeah, 18 is the big one, not 17.
That's right.
I'm not even joking. The anniversary gifts for year 18, it's porcelain.
Ooh, nice.
Are you kidding?
I swear
Beautiful.
To God.
It's your porcelain anniversary.
I know exactly what she should get you.
Funny. Real funny, Nads, I mean.
So, We need to get Mary Elizabeth on board with this, Jeffrey. And then what I'm thinking, when we get to Las Vegas, we will throw a bachelor party for Jeffrey that the guys will go on. We'll throw a bachelorette party for Mary Elizabeth that the girls will go on. And I believe that will just be Mary Elizabeth and Doogie.
And B2.
And B2.
And B2.
She's gone.
She's never met Mary Elizabeth yet.
Mary Elizabeth will love B2.
She will. It'll be half an hour before she says, "You hate me!
No.
You want me dead!
No.
I'm homely!" Screaming to B2. And I'm thinking we'll bring a winner, one male and one female. And when Jeffrey renews, so they can go to the bachelor and bachelorette party with everyone. And then when Jeffrey renews his vows with Mary Elizabeth, it will be Jeffrey's best man.
Aww.
And Mary Elizabeth's maid of honor.
The O-ring bearer?
That's right.
Aw, that's so great. What an opportunity for a fan.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea, but Nadja's O-ring joke just doesn't fly.
You don't like that? What about the one, like, after you guys come out, they can throw lice at the bride?
Funny.
He already has that.
So
at least you don't got to worry about lice over your balls.
Yeah. Burn. Totally. So do you think I could get Mary Elizabeth on a flight? If she were to fly out with me on a Wednesday, would she be able to do that? It'd be fine, right?
Her only concern is making sure that the kids are okay while she's gone. Okay. And she doesn't seem to have a problem with it, but the whole bachelor and bachelorette party,
she would love
you
that.
You have to kind of talk her into that
Why
one.
Why would she have a problem with that?
I don't know. Because I proposed this idea to her. Hey, look, you're gonna hang out with Doogie and B2 for your bachelorette party for yourself, because we didn't get to do this crazy. You didn't get to do anything crazy when we got married, when originally got married.
Yeah, you guys waited until you were married and plenty of fish came along.
Yeah.
Then the other thing was is that we didn't have the traditional, like, you know how they go on, you know, like, after wanting to go on the honeymoon, we didn't get to do that.
So after they renew their vows, after the show, we can send them to the honeymoon suite, and they can do their thing, get them some champagne, and really pamper them. Seriously. And then maybe they fly home together on Saturday. I don't know. Can
Why
she
would they do that?
Because I'm trying to think of the kids.
Oh, well, probably just Mary Elizabeth.
Yeah, put her on a plane.
Not by herself. I keep thinking about this. How do we make this work?
Well, he needs to be there for the show.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just, who's going to fly home with Mary Elizabeth on that Sunday? I'm flying home on Sunday morning.
Okay. You get to fly back with Mary Elizabeth. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. But we need to, who from your family is going to watch the kids Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? 4 days.
I have to ask my brother-in-law.
Can I ask?
What about your real brother? Would he like to come to Las Vegas and participate in your?
You mean my older brother? Yeah. He works at night at Alcoa.
Well, can I call him and see if? Can I just call your family? Yeah, invite him. Call your family.
Yeah,
and
invite everyone. I'd like to have the whole LaRocque clan there for these.
We can go shopping for renewals. A dress for her.
We'll put him in a tux.
Aw. I mean, we could really have some great experiences with this, Jeffrey, but I just need your help to make this special for her.
You and I would have to get together and talk to her about it, okay. and then iron everything out.
See if she's even on board.
But I need an answer this week on whether she's in or out, because here's the problem. Once we start taking this to sponsors to try and get airfare and all of that, she can't back out.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You gotta make sure.
It's a radio contest.
That's why I'm saying, Doogie, that's why you and I have to get together this week. Sometime this week, you, me, and my wife get together and hash this all out.
It's Wednesday, so you don't have a whole lot of time. What are you smiling at, Charlie? You look like a bobblehead over there.
Do you not forget Jeffrey was going to go to Miami? Dieter bought a plane ticket to Miami.
Oh, thank you.
I just want you to remember that.
Non-refundable.
Last minute.
But this is different. You
think it is.
But she's able to be a part of something really special that people don't get a chance.
She's
going to
back out.
She won't care. She doesn't care about that.
She's going to back out. She has no opinion about you guys or ruining a sponsor's thing. Does not matter to her whatsoever. She will back out the day of.
She's worried about, I think, getting out
of plane.
I want
it to happen. I would love for this to happen. This would be one of my favorite days of my entire life. She will back out.
It's the plane trip, I think, you have to get her convinced on.
Doogie should just drive her across the country. I think that would be much easier.
She could come with us.
Or no, ride
great
with us.
That would
too
be.
Long.
Or
it's
just have Doogie. Just her and Doogie.
It's too long.
Girls road trip
we
across
can't.
The country.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I think that'd be easier. I don't know how she's going to do on a plane. She ever been on a plane before?
She's flown before when she was a kid, but hasn't flown as an adult.
So 40 years ago.
How old was she when she flew?
I think like about 6 or 7 when she was a little kid.
40 years.
40 years. Shoot.
Brittany in Austin, Texas. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brittany.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
So this contest to win a fan to go out to Vegas with you guys. I live in Austin. Is this going to be something that happens in the studio? Because I'll fly over to Cleveland to win this.
No, you can fly from wherever to Las Vegas. So anyone listening to the show anywhere could win this and fly out to Las Vegas and hang out.
I need to experience this trip, and Mary Elizabeth has to go, Jeffrey.
Yeah, this would be awesome. We get Elvis.
I like this idea.
I think this
is fantastic.
Get her a dress.
Driving course, too. It's the desert. Will she drive in Vegas?
Yeah, it is the desert, so it's nice and dry and sunny and warm. Maybe she'll drive there. She said she would drive in Arizona.
It's close.
Get her driver's license. Mary Elizabeth has never had her driver's license. And this is right next to Arizona, so maybe she could at least get her learner's permit in Nevada.
Well, Doogie and I need to propose this to her together, and then see if she gets on board and let her know, this is big. And
sounds like Doogie has a stop to make on the way home today.
Work cut out for her.
Yeah. We'll put Just Married on the car, tie some jars of baby food behind it.
No, don't. Just leave this all alone. Let's get it together before we start making baby food jokes. Because then he'll go home and sell it to her and say, they're going to make fun of you.
No, they're not going to make fun.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
We want you two to renew your bowels and... vows.
Jeffrey, this will be awesome. People would love to get renewed
vows. Do we all wear
vows.
Tuxes to this?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Or at least those tuxedo t-shirts.
Hell yeah. This would be so great. What do you have in mind for the bachelor party, do you think?
Oh,
all out, right?
I've never been to Vegas, so I don't know.
Oh, there's a million strip clubs.
Oh, God, you guys are going to have so
and,
much fun.
And the wrong move in Vegas, and the party comes crashing down. You'll wind up in a place that nobody wants to be, really.
Vinnie Paul owns a strip club out there. He was just here.
What's the name?
I forget, but...
The Latino one? Wasn't it something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
So we could go to... I mean, there's a million strip clubs there. Big ones.
Well, brothels. Right?
Not in Las Vegas.
Oh, take a little road trip.
Oh. Well, the Bunny Ranch.
We don't know in Vegas stays in Vegas. Don't tell Mary Elizabeth any of that.
Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, I was just wondering, I heard you guys are going to take two fans out. For fans that don't win, I'd love to be able to be out there and experience this with you guys, Jeffrey's Bachelor Party. Is this open for people to come out if I wanted to fly out and
why not?
You know, pay for a round of drinks for everybody and you know, have a good time?
Yeah, why not, right? Sure, let's do it.
All right. Well, hey, man, let us know a date. I mean, the exact date. I'll buy a ticket today, and, you know, I'll have $1,000 in cash ready to go get some drinks with you guys.
The tickets are cheap, for sure, so I would definitely look into that.
Wait. Well, don't do it today, because I need to get everything firmed up. I need to get...
You're right.
We need to make sure Mary Elizabeth is in.
That's key. You know,
I'd say I probably need about a week to say it's happening for sure. I think it will, but... Then we have to work on the logistics.
How about I shoot you guys an email? How about I shoot you an email, and if you guys can just respond to me with an email telling me a date when to get a ticket?
It's a lot of work, Dave.
Just Thursday?
Going back, finding your email from a week ago, hitting reply. Just listen on the radio.
Yeah,
it's much easier.
In a week.
Just,
all right, sounds good.
All right, thank you, Dave.
Thursday night before they get renewed on Friday morning, correct? So Thursday night, September 21st, is when you guys would do this? Or how do you envision this?
I don't know. Let's just get her saying yes first, I think.
No, I know, that's key. I mean, you think about it. You got to go Thursday night because then they get married Friday.
Not necessarily, because the other option is this. We have iHeart Music Festival on Friday and Saturday.
Right.
We could do stuff on Sunday and Monday. We don't necessarily have to.
She's got
to
get back to her kids. So you don't have. She's
no,
gone
but
Sunday.
She doesn't have to come out.
Yeah. Oh, God. Jeez.
What?
She can fly out later.
Yeah, she could fly out on Saturday.
She really just has to be there for the wedding and the bachelorette.
That's so you don't want to do this on air?
No, we would do it. Oh, yeah.
Do it Monday on air. She flies out a different day.
This is like the time that I tried to explain to Doogie time zones. And do you remember this, Dieter?
Yeah. Of course.
What was the thing? What was it exactly? I tried to explain to her.
She's like, if you're late here with a package, can you go to L.A. and get it? Because you're going to make up the 3 hours.
Oh, it was something really stupid like that. It was something really, really dumb like
that. She thought you had a 3 hour gap between here and the West Coast. So you can go over there and you have 3 hours, because if it's 6 here... It's 6.
That's not exactly what it was. It was something along those lines. Yeah. It was
just
stupid.
It was so confusing. She just couldn't get that there's a 3 hour gap.
Well, I can't fly out. I mean, I wouldn't be able to be there. She'd have to fly back by herself because I leave Sunday morning.
Stay an extra day.
Yeah.
So then fly out on Monday?
Uh-huh.
We'll figure it out.
She does not like that idea. What's wrong with that idea?
She's got to get back to her kid.
Yeah. I mean,
she keeps seeing this Mary Elizabeth thing, but it's all about her getting
back to Jeff. Flying out Wednesday, so.
Okay. Well, who cares?
How about Jeffrey just takes his whole family out there, and they're with us?
That could be like a little ring bearer and a flower girl, his kids.
They would love to be a part of that.
Yeah, why not? We could pay for that. Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
Yo, Rover.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what kind of relationship Jeffrey has with his brother. Is he saying that he works at Alcoa and he works nights? I work with his brother. That's why I remain anonymous, because he seems to be a little bit touchy about when we bring Jeffrey up at work. And our company's name is Arconic now, and his brother works day shift.
So he's not in constant contact with his brother any further, it sounds like. Is that true, Jeffrey?
I see my brother at family gatherings and stuff like that. But
you don't talk to him often?
No, because he's always working. He's got his family to do and everything like that.
Anonymous,
know?
Why is he touchy when you bring up Jeffrey? I would love Jeffrey if he were in my family. I mean, why is that a touchy subject?
And I tried to bring it up and tell him that I like Jeffrey on the show, and he just ignored me, literally. And we've been hiring there, and that's a great job. Minimum start of $20 an hour.
Yeah.
I was going to ask him why he wouldn't get his brother in there to help, you know, better his future. But I didn't want to touch on it because I didn't want to upset him.
Would you like to get a job at, what's it called now? What?
Arconic.
Arconic? Would you like a job at Arconic, Jeffrey?
Well, I work two jobs, so and I'm that's if I try to get a third one, I'll be burning myself out.
No, you would quit the fence job that doesn't pay you $20 an hour, and you would go to this one that does pay $20 an hour.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, that means no. He's not interested, Anonymous. No money. No, right. He gets free money from the government. Why would he be interested in working for it? No. All right, thank you, Anonymous.
It's a good career choice. All right.
What happened with your brother? Like, why don't you guys talk too much? Did a fight happen? Or
falling out?
Yeah. No, like I said, we just, I don't know, because sometimes I think I'm looked at, some of the crazy stuff I've done on this show, I'm kind of looked at as the black sheep in the family.
Oh, really?
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
What stuff?
See, Nads, you've been listening to the show long enough, you know what I'm talking about.
What are they most embarrassed about?
We'll leave it at that.
What? At what?
You didn't say anything. I mean, I've already talked about it. So, we'll leave it at that. It's a family matter, and I prefer to keep it that way.
Why not embrace Jeffrey as your brother?
To me, it is.
No, it sounds like you've been disowned by your family.
I wouldn't say disowned, but I think when I revealed something on the show, everybody in my family is pretty pissed off with me about
it. Which one?
Oh, the secret sister.
No, well, no, I wouldn't say that. No, my half-sister when I revealed that. That's your secret sister.
Yeah, the one you didn't find out till you were 44 years
old. I think they're all upset a bit about me. My mom was very, very upset about
it. Why posted it on social media. She's
Mom was like, oh, it's, you know, repost this if you have a daughter or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
But my mom said I should have kept my mouth shut.
That started the whole thing, really.
What's the issue with that exactly?
Just that my parents feel that their personal lives shouldn't be brought up on the show.
They're posting it on Facebook, Jeffrey.
Well, again, I mean, I try to tell them that, you know, like, look, if you put stuff on Facebook, I told them a fan of the show is going to find out, and
that's
I'm going to question about it.
No, they're telling a bunch of strangers on Facebook about it.
You don't get it, Charlie.
I try
to explain to my parents that, yeah, if you post something on Facebook and a fan of the show...
I'm not a fan. You're posting it to tell everybody on Facebook.
The opposite of a secret.
Yes.
Whatever.
Jeffrey, would you be upset if we invited your secret sister to Las Vegas?
Yes.
She could be a bridesmaid?
Aww.
Again, like I said, this is what I'm talking about. My parents, I try to tell my parents, you know, what he told me not to say anything on the air when we first found out about this.
You didn't.
Right. So, and then when my mom posted something on Facebook, I said, you know, I told my parents, you know, sooner or later, a fan of the show is going to see it on Facebook's main timeline. They're going to find out, but they're going to say something to Rover, and you guys are going to question me about it.
What about bringing your secret sister to Las Vegas? Should we do that?
So...
What about having, yes or no?
Oh.
Right now, I'm just, again. So
what about having your bachelor party at the Chicken Dad Ranch?
Funny.
Oh, hell yeah.
You think Mary Elizabeth would fly with the kids?
I don't know.
This is going to be an uphill battle to get her to sign on the line. A, she doesn't love her husband. B, she hates leaving anywhere outside of this vicinity.
Right. C, she always thinks her kids are going to die. Now you put them on a flight with her?
She doesn't like us.
I don't think that's true.
Actually,
I think she does like us.
She's always been nice every time I met her.
No, she likes you guys as people. Just doesn't like the content of our show.
That's good.
So... Different, you know, she likes you as, like, you know, individuals and everything like that, you know, like, outside of the show and everything like that, but when it comes to the content of her show, and, that's the part she doesn't like.
But she loves to drive, right? Road trips? I think it's a sell that way, a great road trip across the nation, you stop by the Grand Canyon or something.
With Dougie driving.
Right. Driving. You get a bachelorette party on top, that would sell her.
I'm not driving across the country to go to Vegas.
Come on.
We are.
Yeah, you can't do it.
No, not with Mary Elizabeth and she is.
Film and disease.
That's why Dougie and I need to get together with Mary Elizabeth and, like, hopefully have an adult lunch or something like that and just talk about it, discuss it out, hash it out, and see what becomes of it. Can't guarantee it's going to happen, but she seemed to like the idea.
Oh, okay.
But then it's we have to work out the logistics.
Okay.
Yes, or over the weekend... think it was over. Was it over the weekend? Was it Snitz that was? He was in Grand Rapids with us, and there was an 80s hair band.
Oh,
cover band.
So fun.
And all he did was try to name 80s songs.
Yeah, we were having dinner. We were sitting at the picnic table. And what's the name of the band that was performing?
Hair Mania.
Oh, my God. We had so much fun. We were trying to one-up each other. And Snitz was on it. He knew all of it. Was like, name that tune. They would start, and he would name it. I'm like, what the hell? He's really good at it. He's really good at naming these bands.
So they would play. You only got to do this once every 4 minutes when they played a new song. You try and name the song. Okay. So somehow, I believe, is it Corey, our board op, that is he going to be playing today?
Corey,
I guess he heard this and is like, Snitzer doesn't know crap about music. He sucks. And Snitzer's like, I don't.
What?
I know more about music than you do.
I'll destroy you.
One time I had lunch with Trent Reznor.
Who?
What?
I bet Jeffrey would be pretty good at this, too. I don't know.
Yeah, an hour later.
After he looks it up on his phone.
No, well, I'm familiar with 80s. I'm somewhat familiar with 80s music, you know, so it's a hit and miss with me.
All right, so we're going to have Snitz and Corey, our board op, face off in an basically name that tune of 80s bands. And you will be able to win. I have Kid Rock tickets. So when I come back, I'm going to be looking, not yet, but when I come back, I'm going to be looking for a couple of callers. And you will be, you get to pick, do you think Snitz is going to win? Or do you think Corey, our board op, is going to win? And if your guy wins, I'll give you tickets to see Kid Rock in concert. I'll give you details on that concert. I'll give you details on this. But right when we come back, we're going to be looking for your phone calls. So don't go anywhere, and we'll get started right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. The TV show, these guys have been doing the strangest things for over a decade.
This is bad. Oh, God.
Strange, so strange.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Yeah, and I've set up and tore down this stage with my own two hands. We've traveled this land, packed tight in minivans. And all this for the fans, girls, money, and fame. I play their game, and had to scream my name.
He could be the next senator from the state of Michigan. The Honorable Kid Rock. He's going to be playing Sunday, August 6th at the 2017 Pro Football Hall of Fame at the new Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Tickets on sale now at profootballhof.com. And you can go to the show. First, you have to pick. Do you want to bet on Snitzer, or do you want to bet on Corey the board op? Is Corey coming down here?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's put him on the couch of tears. He's going to be playing versus Snitz.
How do we do with Snitz? Is Snitz going to come in?
Well, can he pipe in on mic?
Snitz, I think, can pipe in on mic, right, Snitz?
Yeah, as long as I'm not switching cameras during the questions.
See, I think he should be in here to have full concentration.
Who's going to switch the cameras?
I can do it.
I just gave him a rundown.
Oh, you gave Nads a crash course on it? Okay, perfect. All right.
I'm sure it'll be great.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, if you're watching RMGTV, let's see what the...
Sorry.
All right, here comes Corey, our board op. Let's bring Nads. Why don't you hop back there? Well, wait a second, Nads. You're going to get callers here in just a second. Come on,
so
Corey.
What is it, caller 30 and caller 31?
That's right, but first I want to hear from these guys and why they think they're going to win, both of them. They have a lot of pride smack-talking the other. Corey really takes this stuff seriously when it comes to 80s music.
That's his life.
Music, period, man.
Yeah. He's a big New Kids on the Block fan, don't forget that, and the Monkees.
Well, of course.
But 80s 80s hair bands are probably his favorite.
Motley Crue.
Oh, yeah.
Def Leppard.
All right, why do you think you're going to beat our video guy, Anthony Snitzer? What makes you so confident?
This is all I've ever done my whole life. It's all I've ever really given a crap about for the first half of my life is music, dude.
If you lost to Snitzer and your whole life has been devoted to music, mm-hmm. and you lose to Snitzer, the video guy, does that then mean that your whole life has been a waste?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, I'm just saying, if you devoted your whole life to music and then you get beat by Snitz.
Music is all-inclusive, man. If he can take me down, God bless him. He's a bigger man then, but I got him.
You got him. All right. Snitz?
He was really good,
Why
Corey.
Do you think you're going to win? Snitz was like, Corey has nothing. He thinks he's a musical expert. But
I've worked in so many record stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that is one thing. I worked in a lot of record stores. I'm a musician also, like Corey. Music is a lot of my life.
Well, Corey actually worked at a radio station for almost his entire life.
But Snitz worked at
record stores.
Tape Town.
Yeah, Tape Town.
Smaller one, yes.
So you're stocking tapes all day. You know how much trivia.
You ever seen High Fidelity?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the guy behind the counter.
Jack Black?
I'd say more like, what's his face?
John Cusack.
John Cusack, yeah.
Okay.
And Snitz is older, so he was older during
but
those
But if he's
times.
Older, he might be no, slower on the trigger.
Senile. How old are you, Corey?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 39.
Oh.
I'm a decade older.
So I think, Corey, you didn't live through the hair metal, did you?
Oh, yeah. I had an older cousin who I just kind of picked up everything from him that he was into. I mean, he made me a cassette of, like, on one side was Motley Crue, Too Fast for Love. On the other was Poison, Look What the Cat Dragged In. And it was just kind of like, okay, off we go. Now, then again, with Snitz and his record store thing, I'm married to a former record store guru, so I'm kind of picking up things. I feel good. Like
your,
I'm picking
your wife worked in a record store?
Yeah, she did when she was in college. Yeah.
All right.
Two very different musical styles that we're into, but it's cool.
What is she into?
A lot of, like, power pop, obscure alternative stuff from the 90s, I guess.
Like,
she's really into the Monkees, really into the Beatles as well. So.
Like, what obscure thing from the 90s? Power pop or whatever it is.
Matthew Sweet.
Yes.
Wow. No, that's Tom Cochran.
No, that's Tom Cochran.
Matthew Sweet how does that song go? Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember this.
This is what I saw in concert, and you guys said you made fun that he had, like, 100 people in the audience.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah, because this is the only Matthew Sweet song anyone's ever heard
of. It was just you and Corey's wife.
It's good company. That would be a cool crowd to hang with.
Maybe Snitz could leave his wife, and Corey could leave his, and they could get Snitz and... Yeah, wife swap. We bonded over Matthew Sweet.
Yes, Jeffrey?
No, I remember not that long ago, Matthew Sweet and I think Susanna Hoffs did a duet on that old Carly Simon song, You're So Vain.
Yeah, they got three albums together.
You're obsessed with that song.
Oh, he can't get in. He can't.
Every person
just talks about it all the time.
He knows who covered that song.
But see, 8 Degrees of House of Pain, because, I'm not House of Pain. Or I'm saying Faster Pussycat.
Yeah,
covered
I've
that
heard
song
the Faster
too,
Pussycat version. Jeez. It's pretty good.
Faster Pussycat rules.
I don't even know what that means.
All right.
You want Jeffrey in on this game?
I know, right?
Sure, he can play. You guys, what if they all got beaten by Jeffrey?
That'd be awesome.
It could be possible.
All right. Well, all three of them are going to have to. Jeffrey, you're going to come in here, get on the couch of Smears right in the middle, and then Snitz is going to sit right next to Jeffrey.
Oh, it's going to be cozy. Hi, Jeffrey.
I'll figure out how we get three mics over there, but we'll get to that.
You want him on the green mic? Jeffrey sitting in a chair?
No, I want them all on the same couch.
Okay. I just want to make sure we have mics. Yeah. And how are they going to buzz in, Rover?
I think they're just going to yell. So I'm going to play. The way it's going to work here, I'm going to play
next to Corey. Yeah, you're going to be
over.
In the middle.
Move
that's
over.
That's
you don't want to sit next to me, dude?
You got
to
be the pickle in the middle with that all green outfit.
All right. So we'll take three callers in if three people are playing.
Yeah.
I don't bite.
Caller 30, 31, and 32 right now. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Caller 30, you'll get first choice. Is it going to be Corey that wins this, Jeffrey that wins this, or Snitz? Caller 31, you then get to pick amongst the remaining two who you think is going to win. And caller 33, you're just stuck with whoever thinks, you know, you're stuck with Jeffrey.
Somebody might pick him.
They might.
So, whoever's person wins, you get the Kid Rock tickets for that show at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Jeffrey, do you think you're going to do all right in this?
You turn your mic on.
Turn your microphone on, Jeffrey.
Still can't learn it.
No, because he's got the controls on the control board.
You
I
got
don't.
The headset on.
And?
Can you get closer to Corey? Just to make room.
Come on, dude. Don't be bashful.
You want to sit on his lap?
No, I'll not go that far. No, I'm just saying, I think I could try to hold my own. It's been a while since it's a lot of stuff I've, you know, so.
These are all popular songs I have. So what I have here is I just have not even full seconds. I'm just going to play the very first note.
Half a second of each song.
It's actually 0.7 seconds.
Okay.
Of the opening note of whatever.
That's okay. Hard. That's
and
hard.
Then you have to yell. You have to yell the name of the song and the artist. I don't care the order, personally. But you gotta yell it. Whoever yells it first gets it.
You don't think then yell your name first? Or just do
no,
the
just song? Yell. No, just yell the name.
The problem is, Jeffrey, with the delay, will never get one. Because he's always a half second behind.
Don't you need a second?
What do you mean? What delay?
Huh?
Jeffrey's delay in his brain, Rover.
Oh, I thought you meant like his headphones
no,
or something.
I'm talking
like,
about,
no, everyone's listening to the same thing.
No, when he hears a song, you know when he sings karaoke, he's always behind? He's going to be behind on it. That's the only thing.
Well, if he sits up straight, that'll fix that.
Yeah, it fixes his spine. Scoliosis. Okay. That's what takes the brain longer.
Okay.
His brain is in his ass.
Doesn't matter
it takes
how
longer
I
to get
sit,
up
my
to his
spine's
head.
Still crooked.
Okay. So, I love this.
So if you get it wrong, though, then you're out for that one. You don't get...
So then Jeffrey can guess.
Is that just going to be a free-for-all of people yelling and screaming? And we're not going to be able to figure out
yes.
who...
Yeah.
I think you say your name. I think you shout, Corey!
You just do it every time, and then it gives you time to think of the answer.
How about they raise their hand? I know it doesn't sound great for the radio, but if they raise their hand, we can call out. I think that's more... We'd be able to see
Here's
who's...
the problem with this. I'm telling you, there's going to be a problem with it. These are all super popular songs. If it was me, I would just raise my hand every time. Then I'd think about the song. It gives me time to think about the song
well,
name.
Robert will be the judge.
Well, you get a point deducted if you get it wrong. How about that? That would discourage you from doing that.
Perfect. That's it.
What are we playing to?
Yeah, whatever.
I've got 30 right. songs ready.
30 songs.
I think so this will go pretty quick.
Raise your hand. Is that what it is?
Raise your hand.
All right. Let me go to Mark, who is caller 30. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, man.
Hey, man. All right, so you've heard from Snitz, you've heard from Corey, and you've heard from Jeffrey. They all think they're musical experts. Which one do you think is going to win? You have first pick here. If your person gets it correct, then you get tickets to see Kid Rock August 6th at the 2017 Pro Football Hall of Fame. And tickets on sale at profootballhof.com. All right, who do you think is going to win, Mark?
Corey.
All right. He's going for Corey.
I would have done the
okay.
same.
Mark,
I want you to hold on. Take their info down just in case. Charlie, take their number and info down just in case they get disconnected for some reason.
We got okay? it.
All right. This is caller 31. Good morning. Who's this?
It's Chris.
Chris. Okay. You have two remaining people. You have Anthony Snitzer, our video guy, or Jeffrey LaRocque, our whatever his title is. Who are you going to pick to win this? And if your person wins, you get the Kid Rock tickets.
I would like to pick Snitz.
Nice.
All right,
Snitz.
Going for Anthony Snitzer. Okay, Chris has Snitz. Hold on the line. And let me go to caller 32. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Dan.
All right, Dan, you have Jeffrey because just by default, he's the last guy. How do you think he's going to do?
Yeah, Jeffrey, we got this. Come on.
All right,
we got this.
His name's Dan, is that what you said?
All right, Dan, hold on the line. That's right. Caller 30, 31, and 32.
Wait, what's wrong? Okay, that's not going to work.
Why don't you give that one to Jeffrey then? Because he's only hearing out of one
he's
ear anyway.
He's deaf in
That's
one ear.
That's not fair.
Here, you want these?
You want mine? Take my headphones.
Here. It's another set.
Oh, these are good.
All right, they're getting set up on the couch of smears.
Oh, God, there's no cord.
Really?
Oh,
here, just take mine.
You know, Memphis Mike says you need buzzers like when you used, like when Brian and Jeffrey went in a game, plane stains and
automobiles.
Yeah. If we could have some sort of buzzer system, we only need it a few times a year, but could we contact someone? Maybe our old engineer. He used to love making those things.
Oh, like stuff yeah, like he that. Could.
Could we have?
Does it have to be in the board or just loud enough where if you hit it, it makes a noise?
I think that it should be.
It was rigged through the board because
we haven't done this, but
I'd want it through the board, and really, what I would want is you could have like four buzzers, and each one says 1, 2, 3, or 4. Does that make sense?
No.
We can figure it
the
out.
The buzzer makes that noise?
Right. Or there's a different, different noise for each person or okay. something. Just how would you know who's buzzed
different
in?
Different buzzer sounds, yeah.
Yeah. All right. You ready over? Wait,
Mike.
Hold on. You ready over
Mike.
There, Snitz?
Are you raising hands?
Yes.
Yes, you're raising hands. We'll call out who. So let's get started. We'll probably have to take a break and finish up. But
what's wrong, Charlie?
I don't like this mic situation for Snitzer.
Yeah. We don't have
this
any. Sucks.
That stinks.
You want to put them on here?
Yeah, give them the wireless one. All right. That won't work, but
these things absolutely never work. These mics.
I think this is better.
I can't think of a time that this has ever worked, but let's give this a shot. Let's see. Wireless B. Let's try this
go.
Out.
Nope.
Wait, hold on? Oh, there we go. Wireless B. Check.
All right. Get rid of that green mic. There you go, Snitz.
All right.
All right.
If you raise your hand and get it wrong,
it's minus 1 point.
And if you get it right, only 1 point. So it's a risky.
That's correct. Exactly. So only buzz in if you think that you know. All right. Charlie, are you ready for this?
And I have 0.7. All you're hearing is 0.7
seconds. 0.7 seconds. We're staring at these guys to see who raises their hand. All right, let's begin.
Corey.
That was Corey.
Talk dirty to me. Poison.
Correct.
Wow. See? Look at that.
That's insane. How would you even get that?
Let's hear that again. That was just.
Wow. Are you guys, are you nervous now, Snitz?
I just didn't raise my hand fast enough.
You got to get faster, Snitz.
I know.
Yeah, be more aggressive, Snitz. Pretend you're stabbing someone with a butter knife in the air, okay? All right. Song number two.
Corey.
That's Corey again.
Separate Ways, Journey.
That one, yeah, that was good.
Man, this is blowing my mind. Who? I mean, he has a whole talent for this.
It's a useless
His whole
talent.
Life has been dedicated to this. Right. I mean, he'll never make any money from this. It will be good for nothing, but man, is he good at it.
All right.
Song number three.
Everybody ready?
Ooh, that's tough.
This one's a hard one.
Ooh.
Sound like an earthquake.
I'll play it again.
No. We stumped them already.
I bet they have ideas, but I bet they don't want to risk it. Do you have an idea?
Put your hand.
Oh, wait, are you putting your hand up?
Hands
His hands up.
Up.
All right.
Sure, why not? Hot for Teacher.
Hot for Teacher, Van Halen.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Snitz goes down -1. Corey at 2. Jeffrey at 0. Snitz at -1.
Take a stab, Jeffrey.
Anyone else want to buzz in?
I have no idea.
Do you want to play a little bit more?
I guess I could play a little more. Sure. I don't know if I can do that.
Oh, Everybody Wants You, Loverboy. Is that Loverboy?
No. Well, I can't answer now.
What?
Is that wrong for Corey?
Yeah, it's wrong.
Is it?
That's wrong.
It's wrong.
I mean,
it's negative
answer,
one.
So
should Snitz be allowed to buzz in again?
And risk it? I don't think so.
It's minus. If he's wrong on this one, it should be -2.
He'd be at -2 if he's wrong again, yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I think Corey just got it. Jeffrey,
wrong artist,
are you buzzing in, Jeffrey?
No, I don't know this one.
All right. So
we're going to allow Snitzer to.
But if he's wrong, he's out too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Snitz.
Everybody Wants Some, Billy Squire.
Correct.
Wow, so Snitz back up to 0.
Yeah. Damn.
Corey is very close
that
there.
Was close.
All right, that one was pretty
song
tough.
Song number four.
Song number four. Ready? Here we go. Everybody get your hands ready.
Go. got it. Corey.
Corey again.
Jesus, God.
A twisted sister. We're not going to take it.
Correct.
Holy crap.
How does anyone do this?
Oh, my God.
How does this happen?
If it were us.
Wow.
Woo, Mark.
So Corey's still at two, though, because that last screw up with the
negative one. Yeah, dude, I effed that up.
He's only at two. So right now you have Corey with two. Snitz at zero because he got himself out of the hole.
And Jeffrey. Jeffrey's almost just like his strategy is to not answer and hope it's that smart. They all end up in the negatives.
No, but. It's because Corey has way more knowledge of music. I always said before, and I complimented Corey on the aftermath, that Corey is a walking encyclopedia.
Next
of
one,
music.
Everybody's hands ready?
Thanks, bro.
You want last one before we go to break, Rover?
Yes.
Okay. Ready?
Got.
That's Corey once again. Snitz is just too slow on the hand. No, yes, Corey. I think it's
Van Halen, Panama.
That's correct.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Is it that Snitz is just too old?
Too slow.
That's right. He doesn't have the cat-like reflexes of Corey.
That's why we should have yelled him out.
Who I believe is on speed because he's so twitchy. He might be using performance-enhancing drugs in this competition.
It's legal.
Juicing.
I mean, look, the guy cannot sit still. This is
no, man.
All right, let me take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover says he threw out his shoulder while vacuuming.
What a pussy Rover is.
But it turns out it was from carrying Doogie for years.
Why am I on the show then?
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
I don't know where Snitz and Corey are. They are maybe colluding. That's the buzzword these days. All right. Jeffrey's on the couch. Now Corey and Snitz are coming in. They are competing. So far, Corey is cleaning up here in the game. It is a name that tune. They just play it for a half second, and then they try to guess who the artist is. Corey is really good at this game. Almost superhuman, I would say. Wouldn't you, Dieter?
In music? Oh, yeah. He's almost like a...
Idiot savant.
Right. It just comes to him. He can just play when it comes to music.
And Anthony is so slow.
That's my problem, yeah.
Yeah, we thought Jeffrey would be the slow one.
No, Jeffrey said now he's going to step it up. He
really?
Wasn't trying before.
I don't have Corey's reflexes.
Well, try it.
I'm not risking getting an answer wrong because I will put me in the hole, literally.
All right. So Snitz, you're going to try and jump.
Try to be faster, yeah.
All right, he's going to try and be faster. There is some controversy already regarding Anthony Snitzer and his answer.
Oh, here we go.
What?
Billy Squire, he said, everybody wants some, and we gave him a point. The name of the song is Everybody Wants You.
Oh, whoa.
That was last break, though, I think, you know.
So
oh, no.
Now comes, what do we do, Charlie? Do we? I think we have to award him the point.
But from here on out,
you have to pay closer attention.
Yeah. If you would have said that before the break, I think we could have went back. But
all right.
Once we award the point, I think once the point's awarded, you can't go back.
Okay.
That was our fault as judges.
You have the song list over there, so just pay close attention.
Yeah, every word.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we ready? This is song number 6. Here we go. Corey, Jeffrey, and Snitzer. We do have Mark, Chris, and Dan on the phone. Mark chose Corey. Chris chose Snitz. Dan chose JLR as their, I don't know what you want to call it, but
partners?
Sure. If they win, they get Kid Rock tickets. So
Mark,
Kid Rock tickets are on the line here.
Yeah, Mark is in the lead. He's got two points because Corey has answered the most.
Corey has three.
Corey has three points.
Does he?
I'm refusing it.
Why don't you give me the rundown?
Are you sure?
Corey has three. Snitzer has zero. And Jeffrey has zero.
Okay, all right. Song number six. Here we go. That's Corey. He raised his hand, but now he looks perplexed.
Oh, yeah. Was that Taking Care of Business? Bachman Turner Overdrive?
Snitzer. Now, Snitzer is really...
Did Snitzer raise his hand?
He did.
He did. Yes. His hand is up. His hand is up.
I know the band.
Snitz is now perplexed.
Oh, this is a stalling tactic.
Now, does he even say the band and tip people off, or does he, if he misses it, he gets a point taken away, but he could hear it again and buzz in again.
Sing it in your head.
Strategy now.
Three, two, one.
Yes.
No, I can't. I know the band. I don't know the name of the song.
All right. That's so negative one to each of them.
Why didn't you say something? Man.
No, you didn't answer.
By raising your hand.
Yeah, you raised your hand.
You committed to answering.
What?
Huh?
Oh.
You've committed to answering the question.
Yeah, that counted as a guess.
So say a band.
All right, Outfield, but I'm not sure what song is it. Oh.
All right.
Okay. All right. Now, Jeffrey, you have half the answer.
They could buzz in again if they want. Play it again, Charlie.
I'll play a little more here.
Oh,
if you have the title, Jeffrey. You can get it.
You could jump in, Snitzer.
Do you want a little longer?
Snitzer could be the first man in history that has 2 points deducted on one turn.
Oh, my God!
I know the song, and I can't.
Can I have it one more time?
Play it one more time, Charlie.
Damn!
I know.
All stumped.
Jeffrey, nothing?
One more time? Can we get it one more time?
Play it another half second.
I'm out.
No, you can buzz in again. You can jump in again. Anyone can jump in again. It's just another point.
Oh, I got it.
Snitz has raised his hand. He's confident now. Go ahead, Snitz.
Hold on loosely. 38 Special.
That's correct.
Yeah, he got it. Wow.
So, but he just
back up to zero.
Snitz just can't get ahead in life.
So now he's zero.
Now Corey's only a two.
I can kick myself right now, dude.
How'd you miss this, Corey?
Well, setting aside the fact that 38 Special sucks, now I'm like rattled. My confidence is shaken.
Also, Mark's people are pointing out that Corey's arm is up on the armrest, so it's a shorter distance for him to raise his arm.
How should I sit? Should I sit with my hands on my knees?
Sure. Yes. Whatever you guys want. All right.
Why is Jeffrey even in this?
No, he's tied with me.
He buzzed in once.
Oh, that's true.
No, I know, because of some of the stuff I'm not that familiar with.
You don't know that song?
No, because I don't listen to 38 Special.
You've
never heard that song?
Until now.
Oh,
come on.
I don't listen to that either, and everyone's heard that song. All right. Charlie,
here's next
song.
Get ready.
Corey.
It was Corey by half a second.
Corey first.
No way.
Shook Me All Night Long, AC/DC.
That's right.
What'd you say, Corey?
Wait.
Oh. You Shook Me All Night Long, AC/DC.
Let's say that's a point.
All right. Give it to him.
What was the official?
Off.
It is. You Shook Me All
Damn
Night
me.
Long. All right.
All right. Next song. Boys, Corey's running away with it here.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
good.
3-0.
Spencer, get your hand ready if you're going to try.
Up higher.
Am I seriously not allowed to have my arm on the armrest? This feels like I'm at school.
He's at the same height as Anthony's knee.
I just feel like Spencer's not trying.
No, you
Spencer
got this.
Talked a huge game, and he's blowing.
This is what happens to you when you get old, Charlie. Yeah. Like you're destined to this.
I'm
like
calm
in 50
and cool.
years when you get to his age.
I know all these songs.
Me and all my meth, I'm here freaking out.
I bet you I could do as well as Snitz. I bet you Corey's just. I bet you I could challenge Snitz.
Okay. Well, you've heard all the songs already yesterday. Charlie played them for you.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's not fair. Are you kidding?
No.
What a BS move.
Yeah, look it over. Oh, she knows the song. Why does she know the song?
I know.
The game up.
Because, exactly.
No.
Charlie, next song.
Ready. Everybody ready?
Yes. Okay.
Corey.
I think Snitz went ahead, though.
Oh, man.
Theater, I got this one.
Definitely me.
Theater, I'll get
No, Rover, I was looking down to write the answers, and I looked up, and all three had their hands up.
I wasn't.
Jeffrey was definitely third.
I thought it was Snitzer.
Nads is saying Snitzer. All right, Snitzer, you get the call here.
All right, Aerosmith.
Controversial, yeah.
Aerosmith, Remon.
That's right.
Oh, good job, Snitzer.
Give me the score now, Dieter.
Corey, 3. Snitzer now at 1. Jeffrey, not even an answer, said 0.
All right, so Snitzer is within striking distance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, all right, next song.
Everybody ready?
Yes.
Corey.
That is Corey.
Oh, bias.
Rebel Yell, Billy Idol.
Damn it.
Okay. All right, guys.
All right. Corey now has 4. Go on.
Oh, that was hard.
That was Corey.
Corey again.
That's the stroke. Billy Squire.
How would you know that?
I don't know.
Have you heard? If you're in the game, well, then the stroke's the word. Don't take no rhythm.
All right.
All right.
Jeffrey, get your hand ready.
Come on, Jeffrey.
Snitz almost has to, at this point, in order to catch up, Snitz just has to raise his hand. Even before, like, when I say next song, he's just got to be just ready. Hair trigger. Okay. Ready, Charlie? Next
yes.
song? Okay.
Whoa.
That was Snitz that time.
Was.
That was Snitz.
Oh, and this is Corey's band.
It is.
Motley Crue smoking in the boys' room.
Your best girlfriend.
This song was originally sung by Brownsville Station.
Who?
Told you that
Brownstain
yesterday.
Brownstain Station?
You're over.
No, Brownsville Station, not Brownstain. Like, yeah, like you, Nads.
Oh!
Yeah, what'd you say that for?
Yeah, Nads.
What the hell?
Yeah, Nads. All right, Charlie, next song. Snitz, you ready here? Yeah. Okay, next song, Charlie. Oh, that was a tie. That
was a
tie. Put your hands down.
I thought that was Snitz.
No, I thought it was Corey.
That was a tie. That was an absolute tie. How are we going to tie break this?
Paper, rock, scissors? I don't know.
How about you play it again and whoever raises their hand first?
Really?
Okay.
Just raise it now. I mean, right.
Well, no, you gotta,
no, you don't know when Charlie's going to hit the note.
Yeah, and if you go early, you're out.
Yeah. All right. So put your hands down.
Put your hands down.
Wait for it.
It's a tie again.
What the hell?
It's a tie.
Even Jeffrey raised his hand there.
All right. I don't know how we break a tie. Are they both in agreement as to what the song is? In unison, say the artist followed by the song title.
3, bon, 2, 1.
Bon Jovi, Runaway.
All right. They both get a point.
Okay.
Right.
Both get a point. All right.
Okay. Song number 13. Get ready.
That's Corey. Wow, wow. Snitz didn't even react at all. There's no reaction.
Know it.
I know.
No, he knows it, but he's not reacting. He's got to. All right, Corey, what is it?
Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion.
Let's go.
All right.
Are you getting nervous now, Snitz? You're getting to the point where if you're going to make a move, you've got to do it now.
I'm going to beat Jeffrey, so that's good.
Maybe.
Only 3. Jeffrey is 0.
Do you want to move this to double Jeopardy so they get 2 points? But if you get it wrong, you get -2 points so we can catch up.
Well, what are we up to now?
Well, that was song number 13, and I have 30 songs.
Oh, 30. I don't know if
we don't have to. I'm just saying we can go up to 30.
All right. Why don't we get to song number 15, and then we'll kick it into
okay.
double
score?
Jeopardy. It's 7-3-0.
I have 6.
Dougie, don't confuse me. Does anybody?
Go on, Charlie.
I have 6-3.
I have 7 also.
Oh.
Thank you. Just
I think you
there,
forgot
douche.
That Corey got a -1. So, all right. Ready?
That's Corey.
Corey.
Kiss, Detroit Rock City.
Getting nothing
all right,
from everybody.
We're going
else.
To song wow. number 15.
Yeah, so after this, okay. we'll go.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
That's Corey.
Oh, Jeffrey
Van Halen, jump.
There you go.
Oh, Matt, your reflexes.
I know.
Ben Halen, dump.
Take that, Jeffrey.
Yeah, you probably dump yourself.
Whoa.
Easy, Gus.
Oh. All right, so these are worth 2 points now.
Or should we make them worth 5 and put Jeffrey back into the game?
I don't know.
Each one worth 5. Right. Each 5 points now. And we have 10 more songs. We'll go up to 25 songs.
Okay.
Each one worth 5.
All right, ready?
I'm ready.
Ooh.
It looked like Corey, Rover.
I thought it was Snips.
That was pretty close. Could I get a ruling? The umpires are converging now. You thought it was who?
It was Corey's hand was first.
Nads, what did you think?
I thought it was a tie. The problem is Corey jerks his hand up so fast, and Snitzer raises it slowly. So he'll even start first, but Corey will get to the top first.
Yeah.
Got to get in there to win it, man.
Trevor's at the top first.
Or is it whoever leaves the lap first, like, you know?
No.
Or is it when you get to the top?
When you raise your hand. If you leave the stand first, you would win? No, Trevor finishes
it's the
first.
The person to raise their hand.
To
it's
the
Anthony,
top. So if
no
I go like this, watch
top.
How fast my hand goes. Okay.
It was Snitz.
She's just pointing for Snitz. It's got to be a fair competition here,
it
Rover.
It is fair.
I thought it was a tie. Nads thought it was a tie. Dieter thinks that Corey won, so we'll give you the tiebreaker, Corey. I don't know if that's a tiebreaker.
Now with all this thinking, can I get the clip again?
Yes. Wait a second. If you want the clip again, you have to
I remember
over.
Which one it is now. I remember. Okay, we're good.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Night Ranger, Sister Christian.
That's it.
That's it. All right.
Crap!
Add 5 to Corey.
That's Jeffrey's favorite song, too.
Wait, why'd you give that to him?
Because he got it right.
No, but I thought we were tied on the raising the hands.
Well, I thought that it was a tie, but he overruled.
Oh, he's the
bastard.
All right. Let's continue on.
All right.
This one might be tough. Get ready.
Oh, that's Jeffrey.
Wow.
Jeffrey.
Every breath you take by the police.
Nice. Wow, he's in it. He's in the game.
5 points.
He's
Jeffrey.
In the game.
First pop
he's
to
just,
Jerry.
He's a surgical strike.
Now
precision.
And he jumped Snitzer. He jumped Snitzer.
Yes.
It's 14 for Corey. Jeffrey's got 5. Snitzer's got 3.
Wow. There's one thing Jeffrey knows. It's the police.
And bad breath.
Every stink?
Whatever.
Okay.
All right.
Worth 5 points here.
Oh, God.
Get ready.
Oh, that was a tie.
Oh, come on.
Who did you think had it?
Rover, it's so close.
I thought that was Anthony.
Who did you think had it?
It was exactly the same time.
I say Snitzer.
I thought it was Corey. Two people say Snitzer. You say
it was a tie to
me. So that means Anthony wins. Anthony?
Scorpions rock you like a hurricane.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Nice.
All right. Anthony back in it now.
Back in it.
How many songs left?
We're at song number. That was song number 18. You wanted to go to 25.
That's
we
right.
Can do that real
we
quick.
We got to pick up the pace here.
All right. Here we go. Next. This is going to be tough. Get ready, everybody. No hands.
Corey! Just a late buzz in. Okay. Corey, go ahead.
Farner, Jukebox Hero.
Good one.
Got it. Took him a second.
Oh, my God. That's hard. Good for you.
Give me the score, Dieter.
19 for Corey. Snitzer at 8, and Jeffrey at 5.
All right. Next song.
Oh!
I didn't see who got to the top, but Jeffrey and Corey were neck and neck. I mean, I'm looking from when they leave their...
Oh, you are? Okay.
That's what I'm looking at now.
Okay.
And they were... What do you guys think?
Got knocked off by the track.
Sorry about
that,
though, Anthony.
Oh, so you're saying there was interference
on
the field.
Like, fell over this way.
At my angle, it looked like Jeffrey Rover.
Jeffrey?
So obviously his hand was
Dancing
under
in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen.
By Bruce Springsteen?
There you go.
Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark is a song.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Take that answer.
Hold on.
Take the answer.
Wait.
No.
I think my headphones cut out. One last time, Jeffrey.
Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen.
So close.
Wait a second. I'm just not hearing this right now.
All right.
Wait.
Hold on.
Okay.
Play it one more time because someone else could buzz in.
Wait, Corey's hand is up already.
Oh yeah.
No. He's cheating.
Well, so wouldn't it be? Would it revert to who? What? Who? Almost had their hand up. Who's in second place there? Or do they both have to raise their hand again?
They both have to raise their hand again. Play.
I was right the first time when it was Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen.
Hold that thought, Jeffrey.
That was Snitch.
Snitch, go ahead.
Am I allowed to answer?
Yes.
Three.
Dancing in the Dark, Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Jeffrey,
you were wrong.
I said Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen. When I wrote my first answer to the question.
Springsteen?
How do you spell his name, his last name?
Springsteen.
That's not but what you said Spring Sting.
Sting. Well, police was still in his mind from before.
Oh.
Yeah, you said that G at the end.
Well, how does that work? If I tied with Jeffrey in the first place? All right, whatever.
It was a redo. Everyone had to raise their hand.
All right. All right, everybody ready?
Give me the score.
Corey at 19, Snitzer at 13, Jeffrey at 0.
I was right the first time, so.
No, you said Sting. No.
You said Bruce Springsteen.
No, okay, one little miss. I still got the song and the artist, though.
You did not get the artist. We asked you four times how to say it, and you said Bruce Springsteen.
That's not, well, yeah, it's hard for me to pronounce certain artists' names, so whatever. I'm done.
What?
Did you bail?
Baby.
No, I'm back out.
What a baby.
You said it wrong.
What a baby.
Oh, what a pussy.
Snowflake.
What a pussy. He just walked out. What a baby.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He said it wrong.
I can't believe it.
You can't say Spring Sting.
No, that's an incorrect answer.
To say it correctly.
Wow.
Right. I thought maybe we misheard him or there was something, you know.
He didn't legit walk off, right?
He just walked off.
You got a guy that wears eyeliner calling you a pussy. Get back in here, dude.
Wow.
Get in here. Don't be such a baby.
Yeah, a guy who founded the New Kids on the Block. Well, don't beg him to come back in if he doesn't want him to be. If he doesn't want to be in here,
so obnoxious.
I still say I got cheated. So whatever.
No, you didn't. He asked you four times to name it, and you kept saying it wrong.
I don't say Bruce Springsteen very often. So
just did it again.
Nobody's ever heard of that artist again.
Whatever. Let's go on.
It's
Let's get on with it.
Springsteen.
Not Stink. Bruce. Deuce.
Deuce Springsteen. Do you hear a. Do you smell a parody song
I
coming
smell
out?
Something. All right. You guys ready?
Okay, concentrate.
This one's going to be tough.
That's Snitzer.
Ooh. I don't think you wanted to answer.
Go.
John Cougar, Mellencamp, Hurt So Good.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Porta John, Mellencamp, Squirt So Good. Right, Jeffy?
Holy crap.
That's good. Listen to that. What he heard to get that.
That was good. Nice.
All right, so.
Well, the drummer follows me on Twitter.
Snitch.
Oh,
almost.
Ass.
Back in it. How many more songs? Wow.
Well, Snitzer has 18, if I'm counting correctly, right?
Right.
And Corey's 19?
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
And that was song 21. We only have three or four more songs, right?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Gotta hurry.
Corey.
That's Corey.
Working for the weekend, lover boy. Which could have gone either way, because it sounds like the beginning of My Michelle, or Think About You by Guns N' Roses, just
but
a cowbell,
right.
But I got it right.
Charlie, I overheard Charlie talking to someone about this song a month ago, and he said he can't figure out this song.
What are they talking
Lover
about?
Boy?
Working for the weekend.
Is everybody busy on the weekend because they're all at work?
No,
or are they
working
towards
during
the weekend?
Towards.
Yeah, you're working during the week.
I thought this guy's almost upset.
For the weekend.
I thought he's upset because he has nobody to hang out with this weekend because everybody's working for the weekend.
You're living for the weekend.
So you only put your time into work to live life on the weekend.
You got 48 hours to rock.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. That's cool. Corey. Clear.
Kickstart My Heart, Motley Crue. Okay.
What song was that? 23? So there's only two left.
All right, only two songs left. Snitch, can we not hear you?
No.
All right, well,
hit the thing.
His wireless mic went out.
Well, we'll just see if he raises his hand.
Yeah, all right.
All right, here we go.
That's Corey.
Rat, Round and Round.
Last song, one more.
Okay. Okay.
This one is for 20 points.
I was just going to say.
20 points.
Oh, God.
20 points?
20 points.
30 points.
All right.
That's Corey.
Guns N' Roses knocking on heaven's door.
Oh, snitch.
Wow. All right.
Oh, wow.
Corey, good job.
Corey, snitch.
Mark, you had Corey.
Good job, Mark. Nice
You're
choice.
Going to see Kid Rock, my man.
Woo! Dude, right on.
Come on, man.
We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Mama, take this badge from me. I can't use it anymore. Getting dark to say. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Hey, 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 yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, Dieter.
Dieter.
He's got the biggest balls in radio.
You look like a skinny punk to me.
Too bad he's also got the smallest dick.
It's the opposite of manliness.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
If there's something wrong with me or something wrong with the world, because there was an article I saw. We've talked about, remember these women who were in yoga pants and they were free bleeding? Remember that data?
Of course.
They said, oh, tampons and pads, ugh. Free bleed. Don't be ashamed of your period, women. And they're wearing white yoga pants and they're taking pictures of themselves in yoga poses in these white yoga pants with period blood in their crotch.
Of the stains?
Yeah. Well, if that's not bad enough, we've now topped it with a new photo. And this is a problem that, frankly, I didn't know that the world had. But it is a person named Cass Clemmer. I don't want to say he or she because Cass is a transgender person who does not use he, she, his, hers.
What were they?
Them. You may remember them from their post. Now, if you were talking about Dieter, you'd say, you may remember him from his post. No. Cass doesn't like that. You may remember them. Now, when you say them, that means multiple.
Right. Plural.
Not in this case. It's just, I don't like he, she, his, hers, boy, girl. Ugh. And people, look, I don't care what Cass Clemmer does, but people buy into this stuff. This is on Yahoo News, and they're writing a whole article. You may remember them from their awesome coloring book about menstruation. you're thinking, what group is he talking about? Are they talking about? No, they're talking about this Cass Clemmer. People can dress how they want. You can do whatever you want. I don't care. But frankly, I'm not going to change and start calling people them and theirs and confusing everyone in the world just because you don't like he, she, his, hers, whatever. I mean, I don't care what you do. Put on a dress, put on pants, whatever you want to do. I don't know.
So is it a guy or a girl? We don't know.
That's none of your business.
Well, what's the story?
It's a guy now.
I believe that born a girl.
Okay.
Now lives as a boy. I'm going to show you this this photograph. Let me see if I should send this.
I have it.
To Snitz. Oh, you have it. All right. Yeah. Let me put this up on RMG TV and prepare to be grossed out. Periods are not just for women. Hashtag bleeding while trans.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. So powerful.
So, right? Isn't that ridiculous?
That is a big stain.
Is that real? Is that real blood?
But it's a girl bleeding through her pants.
Well,
but
no,
it's
it's not a girl. No. Doozy. Don't refer to the person as a girl because they're a transgendered man.
And that's harmful to do.
Yeah, that could really hurt their feelings.
And that's fine, but the body is able to have periods?
Dressed and looks. No, well, yes, because it's a female dressed as a man in the simplest terms. Doozy's confused.
No,
about
I just
this.
Said
here's
that.
Where,
and
here's
you're
where Doozy's
fighting.
Screwing up. Sex. Sure, sex organs are female sex organs,
thank
but
you.
Her gender is a male gender.
So that
oh,
male,
thanks for clearing it up, Joe.
The male is bleeding, saying that it's not just for women.
It's harmful, and here's a quote, it's harmful to equate periods with womanhood.
So, no, because only women have periods.
No, that's harmful.
Only women have periods.
You're being very insensitive
I don't
right
care
now.
If you're a woman and you dress like a man. You don't men... Males don't have periods. It's just simple. So periods are not just for women. Hashtag bleeding while trans. Look, I have every sympathy with transgendered people. You whatever you don't feel like you're comfortable in your own body. That's fine. I don't care how you live your life, what you dress up as. I don't care. Whatever. But the fact of the matter is, first of all, to say periods are not just for women, hashtag bleeding wild trans, and to put this photo up, this is a hey, look at me.
But it's working. It's people are talking about it.
Well, they should be saying, wow, this is a dumb thing to post. That's what they should be talking about. There's no reason. This is just so ridiculous. It's just an attention-grabbing tactic. There's no need to draw attention to this, period, right?
Pun intended.
Period. Well, everything, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's odd, yes. It's drawing attention to the fact
why do you need to draw attention to that?
Because that boys can bleed because he's considered a boy. And it's okay for men to bleed.
So should a trans woman, born a boy, now lives as a woman... Should they post a photo of themselves sitting on a park bench
with erection?
With their ball sack hanging out? Testicles, not just for men.
That would
Hashtag balls for trans.
That would be the equivalent sharing.
But do you need to draw
experience.
Attention to that? We're not sharing anything.
But you don't think
I'm
about
not
it.
Not sharing any experience.
But nobody wants to see balls, I think, and nobody wants to see period blood.
And would they even have balls?
Yes, if you're transgender, you're just. It doesn't mean that you've had a surgery or anything. You're just living as a man
it's
or a woman or whatever.
Transgender man that's had a period.
It's very confusing.
I'm so confused.
What?
He said it.
To be transgender, you don't have to lop it off, do you?
No. But you were saying that the guy on the bench, was that a man or woman on the bench?
It's a woman. I'm saying it would, in the reverse, if it was the opposite of that.
Like Rover put on
looks,
a dress.
Yeah, oh, okay. And I say I'm a transgender now. I happen to be born male, but my gender is now female, and I'm wearing a dress.
And you have your balls
a skirt,
out.
Right?
And
it's should dangerous. My ball sag hang out from my mini skirt?
It's dangerous to assume not all women have ball sacks, right?
Women get boners too.
Yes,
right, exactly.
Boners for women.
Yeah,
we could do that photo shoot if you
boners
want.
Are not just for men.
Yeah, I think that's a good message.
Just there's a picture of a woman with just a big boner through their yoga pants. I mean, it's just. Where does this stop? Where does this end? This is.
Why do you have a problem with it?
Because it's 0.0000001%. It's not anything we need to draw attention to.
She's highlighting a problem that I don't know if it's really it's happening. He's highlighting a problem.
No,
that,
they are highlighting a problem that they have.
Yeah, it's and they also expect everybody else to change. I think that's.
No, they're not.
Yes.
No.
They're trying to.
They're trying to say,
oh, hey, periods aren't just for women. Anyone can have periods. No, they can't. But
have your period all you want. Go ahead. Take your picture, I guess. But I'm still going to assume that just women have periods. That's just how my thinking is, right? People with vaginas have periods.
And why would you take – I mean, this photo, if you're listening to the radio, you're not watching RMZ TV. It's this person outside on a park bench with their legs spread open. You know, looks like you would never suspect that this used to be a woman. Looks like a boy, like a 17, 18-year-old boy. And with legs spread open, wearing some jeans.
White,
with just
like
period blood in the crotch of these jeans.
Like cream-colored jeans, like white jeans with a big blaring red period stain right in the middle.
I don't get it.
I mean, it's gross, but hey, if it gets people to talk, I think it's great.
But what do you need to talk about this? 866 Yo Rover, 866-967-6837. It's so long.
Is it possible that.
Powerful, though.
Is it possible he just listened to Jeffrey's advice on where to put the tampon from last week and this is the end result?
Didn't work.
Very upset.
You've got to find that clip on roverradio.com of Jeffrey explaining tampons. And here he is in his 40s, and it's obvious watching that clip. He has no idea what a tampon is for. No idea that it was even for periods. Nothing. Here, do you want to hear this person's long post?
Yes.
Okay. Y'all know I'm trans and queer. Oof. And what that means for me all around is something that's neither there nor here. It's a happy, scary middle ground. So when I talk gender inclusion and I wrote these rhymes to help you see, I'm not trying to bring up something shallow. Periods are honestly pretty traumatic for me. I guess it's all rhymes.
Rhyme? Yeah, it's a cool rhyme.
Okay, all right.
You want me to drop you a beat?
Sure. Okay.
Let me get you a beat here.
Let's get a beat here.
Have some energy with it.
Trans rap. Rappers, not only for African Americans, okay? Hashtag rap not for AA only. Where was I? I lost my place. Hold on. Keep the beat going. Okay.
Well, hold on. I have to change the beat area. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Oh my God, I'm just reading ahead, and this does not even. How are you gonna make this rhyme?
Do it.
Do it, man. Be creative. Attitude.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Own it.
All right, here we go. See, my life is very clearly marked, like a red border cut up a nation, a time before and a time beyond, the mark of my first menstruation. So let me take you back to the details that I can still recall of the day I gained my first period and the day I lost it all. I was 15 and still happy running around, all chest-bared and buck, climbing trees, digging holes, and no one gave a single... I think my mom was worried, so I went and grew out my locks. A sign I was normal, still a girl, a painted neon sign for my gender box. To the day I got my period, my God, a day so proud. This little android effed up kid had been bestowed the straight cis shroud.
It's one of those
pronouns.
So, what does this mean? CIS.
That's one of those
cis,
pronouns.
Cis is a, I don't want to say the word normal, because you don't want to use that word, but you're cis.
I'm a cis? That's normal?
We're all cis around here.
Cisgender, yeah.
Okay, all right, hang on. Here we go. The Leafs got all messed up in my pain. In that moment, I sat down and cried, just thanking God I was normal while mounting the freedom that had died. Everyone told me my hips would grow. I looked at them and couldn't stop crying. What's wrong with you? You'll be a woman. They kept celebrating a child dying. See, my body had betrayed me. That red dot, the wax seal, on a contract left there broken. A gender identity that wasn't real. Most people deal with blood and tissue, and yet my body forces me to surrender. Because every time I get my life cycle, it's another day I shed my gender. My boobs betray me first. I feel them stretching out my binder. I send up questions, am I cursed? And wish to God that skin was... that she was kinder. God's a she.
Why put a gender on God?
Yeah.
What if God is trans?
Yeah. It's very offensive to God.
I don't think there's anything wrong with this.
I'm almost done.
Oh, God.
I mean, this is... I know this is... The 5 days it flows, I try to breathe, I dissociate. While my body rips out parts of me, leaving nothing but a shell of hate. The blood drips from an open wound. Of a war waging deep inside my corpse. The battle between mind and body. Immovable object. Unstoppable force. Hashtag bleeding while trans. Hashtag menstruator. Hashtag gender inclusion. Hashtag men can menstruate. Hashtag protect trans kids. Hashtag period pride. Hashtag gender dysphoria. Hashtag menstruation matters. Hashtag if men had periods.
That was dope.
Good job. You gonna cry?
Let me wipe a tear from my eye there. That was deep. It would also help if it was written line by line, but it was like Jeffrey's book, the first draft. It was just one run-on sentence. So trying to find the words that were going to rhyme
doesn't work.
It's almost impossible.
Maybe Jeffrey can do it.
Ooh. Jeffrey, let's try it.
Would you like to try? You want to rap?
No, because I'm not as creative as you guys are. So,
yeah.
Jeffrey, try it.
Come on,
rap about being trans.
What?
Rap about being trans.
And your period.
Freestyle.
Free bleed.
Bleed. You don't bleed. You want to bleed?
So you guys
you don't want to bleed.
I'm not as creative as you guys are, though. Sorry.
I'm a trans man and a bad dad.
Jacob, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jacob.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you. What's up?
I just want to comment on this whole transgender thing. It's getting way out of hand. I mean, it doesn't matter what you relate to or what you feel you are, but guys do not have periods.
Right. I don't understand. This is not an issue that needs to be brought up. I mean, it just doesn't. It's not like, you know, if you were telling me, hey, we need to bring up gender inequality, or we need to bring up race relations, or injustices, various injustices. Okay, bring that up. But transgender, bleeding while transgender, hashtag bleeding while trans.
Right.
I don't think we all need to be alerted to that.
But why not? I just don't think it's that big of a deal. I think you guys are...
Since it's not that big of a deal, that's why it doesn't need to be alerted.
For them, it is. For you, just be like, okay, I get it.
Hashtag walking with a pebble in your shoe hurts. No. Bring the attention to the world.
I think it's because what they're saying, that it's harmful for other people to not care about that he's bleeding. I just don't care.
The whole thing, it has nothing to do with bringing any attention to that. It has to do with, look at me, bring attention to me. I'm an attention whore.
No, I don't.
This is the only thing I can do to draw attention to myself.
What is this person's job? Do they have a job, or are they just professional
just
transgender?
Bleeding in parks, yeah. I guess. Ugh. I mean, it's just.
I don't want to sit on that park bench, though.
Dan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Yo, Rover, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Just wanted to ask Doogie a question.
Yo.
I'm saying that this doesn't bother you at all. If Gia were to come to you and say that she saw a penis in her bathroom at school or anywhere, you wouldn't have an issue with that whatsoever.
My daughter is 7, so of course I would have an issue.
But why is it an issue?
They're hashtag trans knows no age, Doogie.
Because she is a young child, and she does not need to be seeing body parts like that. So if you want to talk about an adult, which that person in the picture is an adult, and have adult conversations, that's a different story. Next.
Some kids now go to school and they're trans. And they go in the other locker room.
Yep, so at the age of 7 or 8.
Right, okay. And they're going to change around Gia.
Well, then have that conversation. But at the time, that's not in my particular scenario.
But neither is bleeding while trans, but you're interested in that. That's not in your particular scenario.
That's an adult. I don't need to talk to my kid about it.
Scott, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Rover. Dieter, yo.
Yo.
Hey, didn't you just go off on a tirade yesterday for the news reading Facebook posts in their broadcast?
I did, but if they would have wrapped it, I would have watched it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have complained about that.
Boom.
I would have gone off on a tirade, as Scott said.
Word.
Word.
To your mother.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Scott. All right, Doogie, I don't think we've gotten to a shizzy yet this morning.
It's
the news.
Been a great show.
It has. You want to do the news when we come back?
I would love to.
We will be right back with the shizzy. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Jeffrey gets mad because his wife thinks of other men during sex.
I choked my wife out just for cheating on me.
Well, Jeffrey, it's hard not to think about them when they're pounding her out.
Whatever.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
All the stuff that I had teased a couple hours ago, like the this day in history, what happened in the entertainment world that had left everybody a little surprised. Yes, Jeffrey?
There's also a big news story. There's going to be an execution. It's going to take place in the next 55 minutes of the Akron child killer that was convicted in 1993. His name is Ronald Phillips, and that's going to take place at the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility.
I have that coming up. I'll tell you what his last meal was as well.
Oh, good.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Sam, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Rover. Guys, you are so wrong about that trans tweet that was going out. You guys are so wrong about that. Doogie's the only one that knows what she's talking about.
How are we so wrong about that?
What does it matter? What does any of that matter?
Exactly. What does that matter? They're asking, share this, tweet this, raise awareness. For what?
To have a conversation.
That's all Twitter. That's all Twitter. I mean, does anything need to be shared on Twitter?
So why ask for it to be shared, and why start discussing this, bring awareness to this?
Because it matters to that person. You have causes that you care about in your life, right?
No, not really.
Oh, God, wrong person to ask.
Yeah. No.
The normal person, the average person on Twitter in society, cares about certain issues. Everybody's are different. This person cares about trans rights and specifically guys having periods. It's not that big of a deal. It doesn't affect your life at all.
I agree.
It does, because I looked at it.
So what?
Why did you look at it?
Because
I don't care about that stuff.
Because it went viral, because it's all over the place, because people are like, oh, look at this. This is so powerful. It's not powerful. It's ridiculous.
How many hours do you spend on Twitter?
Next to zero.
And that was the first thing that popped up?
First of all, it wasn't on Twitter. I didn't find it on Twitter. I happen to do a radio show, and every day I look at stuff to talk about.
Okay.
So
made the news.
It's in the news.
You're just talking about this. This isn't a big issue to you.
What? No, it shouldn't be a big issue to anyone. How many people does this affect?
I don't know. A certain amount. Probably a handful of people.
Handful of people. So.
But why does it matter?
Why out of all the things that news... paper or television station or website could write about, they write about this. It's just it's a waste of space
because it's different.
Well, what would you rather a website?
Anything, anything else?
Anything.
You could start the Sam Fan Club, and it would be more appropriate and interesting.
Sam's Club.
Hello.
I don't think that this issue affects you, and I think that any article or website that was going towards trans rights or gender equality or anything like that, focus on that, had that demographic, that viewership, that they read those articles, they can post that. If that stuff doesn't apply to you, I don't get why that bothers.
But they're not trying to limit it to that demographic. It's spread the word. This is something people need to be aware of.
And
just
you did
like
that.
Free bleeding, that didn't need to be spread. I mean, we know women have periods. We got it. What do I need to see pictures of girls bleeding all over the place for?
Right, but you're changing the subject. That, I mean, that's an issue. But
so you don't like the free bleeding, but the trans bleeding, you're all about that.
Yeah, which is essentially free bleeding
I don't really know that much about periods. So I guess the free bleeding thing does, kind of expand my awareness. But I didn't really have a problem with that. We're talking about the men's having periods, so, and that is something I don't really think about.
Right, so, because men don't have periods. If you were born a woman and now you live as a man, you could have a period. That just is common sense. But I was born a man, and I'm not going to have a period tomorrow, Sam. Neither are you if you were born a man.
It's not likely, no. But
it's not possible.
It still affects a certain amount of trans people that were born women and are men, that they are now men, but they have their periods. That affects a certain group of people. I don't know how many it is.
More power to them. But we just don't need to see a picture of it. Right. Like, that's fine.
Well, now you're saying more power to them.
We did at the beginning of the segment, too. We said that's great. That's what they do, and they dress however they want. They can make love to whoever they want. They can love anybody they want. Nobody cares. But, like, nobody really cares about you sitting on a park bench having period blood everywhere.
Right, in public.
It's just kind of gross.
It is gross.
Period blood's pretty gross.
It's just gross. And it's not, get rid of the stigma of periods. It's just gross. Would I go on a park bench and take a dump on that park bench, Sam?
That's part of the natural body.
It's natural. But it's natural. Get rid of the stigma of pooping, Sam.
It doesn't matter that it's a trans person having a period. All periods are gross. Cat periods are gross. Dog periods are gross.
Well, that's just you living in a rape culture who thinks that men are superior to women, Nads. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yo.
Here we go.
Here to shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, Senator John McCain, who announced last week that he has brain cancer, he returned to Capitol Hill for the vote on whether to reopen debate on an Obamacare repeal bill. And the GOP leadership is glad he did because the vote was a 50-50 tie. And then Vice President Mike Pence, he cast the tie-breaking vote in favor. The bill still has a long way to go before passage, though. There are a number of Republicans. They've said that they'll oppose the existing bill without certain amendments. This was just, we are going to talk about what is going to happen. So now they are going to debate. People don't like what the bill has to offer. They won't vote on it. If it were to be voted on today, the Republicans don't like it. So they need to figure this out. Meanwhile, John
McCain. So
what'd
they vote on?
Just to debate it?
And discuss
it.
They have to vote just to debate.
Right. Yes, right. Yes. Just the first step of voting.
And they can barely get that.
Correct. You're right. And you have John McCain. He's standing in the well of the Senate with a surgical scar right over his left eyebrow. And it's clearly visible in this clip. You're going to help me with this. And this is what he was urging his colleagues.
I hope we can again rely on humility, on our need to cooperate, on our dependence on each other, to learn how to trust each other again, and by so doing better, serve the people who elected us. Stop listening to the bombastic loudmouths on the radio and television and the internet. To hell with them.
Yeah.
Let's return to regular order. We've been spinning our wheels on too many important issues because we keep trying to find a way to win without help from across the aisle. That's an approach that's been employed by both sides, mandating legislation from the top down without any support from the other side, with all the parliamentary maneuvers that requires. We're getting nothing done, my friends. We're getting nothing done.
He's right.
He is.
I mean, 20, 30 years ago, you would hit compromise on things. Now it's just Democrats want to block anything Republicans want to do. Republicans want to block anything. The whole point of the system originally was that you have, you know, competing ideas and sides. You meet, you hash things out,
you work
compromise.
Together.
That's right.
For the better of the
That's
United
how
States.
How it works now. Yes, Jeffrey, what is
That's
it?
It's been like that since the Clinton administration, because when Clinton was elected, that was exactly what the Republicans did. They wanted to stop him from being able to do his job, and that's when you have all this political back and forth between Republicans and Democrats, and they can't seem to work together to get things done.
Now, are you a John McCain fan?
I respect him, but like I said, he's from Arizona and whatnot. So, but what he said about
you
the media.
You like guys from the state you live in, like Senator Sherrod Brown.
I usually vote Democrat.
Ted Poos.
Mayor Stink Jackson.
God.
Whatever, Nads. Anyhow, so there you go.
All right.
All right, using a controversial three-drug combination, Ohio will execute their first prisoner in more than 3 years this morning. This is expected to go down. Convicted murderer Ronald Phillips is the man's name, and the governor pushed back all scheduled executions because of difficulties obtaining the necessary drugs. There were some legal battles, and there was a lot of controversy surrounding one of the drugs. That drug is midazolam. Opponents of the drug say it's capable of rendering inmates unconscious and would cause unconstitutional infliction of pain, because 3 years ago, January 2014, there was an inmate who used this drug and they were gasping and they were having seizures. It was a 26-minute procedure.
Killing the person, I would, you know.
But they should suffer,
right? But 26 minutes of this going on, they said that's just
unconstitutional. What did this guy do? What was his crime?
This guy was convicted for the 1993 rape and killing of his girlfriend's three-year-old daughter.
Oh, my God.
So
a three-year-old?
He beat her, he raped her, he killed her.
Oh, my God. How does this guy survive in prison? You'd think he would have been killed by other inmates.
He beat the girlfriend in the head, threw her against walls. He also beat the baby in the head. I mean, this guy went crazy. So this guy should have died a long time ago.
And we're worried about him suffering?
I know,
who cares?
I know.
Put half the medicine in now. A week later, put the other half in.
No, I agree. They're waiting for higher courts to maybe stop the execution. I don't think it's going to happen.
The three-year-old had been anally raped several times, including the day she died.
He had to be separated then, or else they would kill him in
prison. He confessed to hitting the girl, throwing her against the wall, and dragging her by her hair that day, and to raping her on previous occasions.
Oh, man.
If somebody did that to my kid, I would kill them. Can you imagine a three-year-old?
Right.
I want to.
Exactly. That's what we're saying. I mean, this
guy should have died a long time ago.
Bad guy. Screw this guy. Yes, Jeffrey, what is it?
Well, not only that, they're also trying to put safeguards in so they make sure that innocent people are, you know, aren't mistakenly executed, and they find out later, oh, the person was innocent.
This guy
that has
did
happened.
Confess to
he
the
confessed.
Crime.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
I mean, I'm saying in this case, he confessed to the crime, so yeah, he deserves to die. But I'm talking about other people, you
all
know,
right.
who were convicted of a crime they didn't commit, and sometimes then the execution takes place, and they say, oh my God, this guy was innocent, you know, something like that.
What's his last meal?
Last meal was served last night, a large cheese pizza with bell peppers and mushrooms, a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi and strawberry cheesecake, along with grape juice and a piece of bread. Unleavened bread?
Yeah, it's like bread that has, I believe, no yeast. It doesn't rise. This is what the Jews, the Passover or what, something like that. Something with Jesus and the Jews and the old times.
Looks like a pita.
Like matzah.
There you go.
That execution is going to take place in less than 45 minutes.
This here says around 10:15 a.m. today, so what time is he?
Oh, I mean, it's going to be about an hour.
Okay.
Jeffrey's very excited about this execution.
Yeah.
Give me a countdown.
I'm not excited about. Yeah, the guy should deserve to die. I mean, he beat and killed a defenseless 3-year-old child. Yeah, he deserves to die.
Give me the countdown every 5 minutes, okay?
Like I said, right now, I mean, I saw a documentary about what happens on the last 24 hours before an execution.
Yeah.
And they go through that, you know, barring like any last minute appeals, the execution goes on as scheduled. So there could be a possibility that there have been some executions where you're within 1 minute of them pulling that switch or trigger or whatever, and the governor calls and says, "Hey, look, we need to give him a stay of execution for some exculpatory evidence that might, you know, say otherwise or right. Something that might get him off or stuff like that." So. But right now he's in a holding cell, wow, and then there's a guard who's always watching and documenting every movement he makes.
Okay.
Wow. The American Medical Association, they put out a new study showing that a shocking 99% of donated NFL players' brains have CTE. So that is chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Yeah. How do you say it?
Something like that. CTE. Just say CTE.
So that it's the degenerative brain disease that's linked to, of course, the repeated blows to the head. 99%. That is huge. Neuropathologists examined the brains of 202 deceased football players, and of those, 111 played in the NFL. Of those, 110 were found to have CTE. 99%.
So Dieter probably has this.
I bet he does.
Football your whole life. You have CTE.
Probably. But it won't kick in until later, hopefully.
No, of course not.
Did you see the NFL player? The video came out of him in Michigan, and he went crazy at some hardware store or some gas station, and he dove through the window.
No.
Oh, I got to show you. This just came out. This guy, he's living now. He played for the Buccaneers, and they think he has CTE. And this video came out of him going crazy. You got
to
see it.
All right. Send that to me.
It's good.
This day in history, today is Wednesday, July 26th. What happened 26 years ago, 1991. Jeffrey looked it up. What happened, Jeffrey?
I believe it's when Paul Rubens, better known as Pee Wee Herman, was charged with sex crimes.
Yes, he was arrested inside the adult movie theater. Remember, this was in Sarasota, Florida.
I'll never forget that. I mean, it changed what everybody thought. I used to love his show, The Pee Wee's Playhouse, as a kid.
Yep.
And then once this came out overnight, everybody changed what they thought about him. And to this day, we can't find out, was he watching a straight porn or a gay porn?
Oh, it was a straight porn. I thought it was a gay porn, but
so
it was a straight porn.
So it did come out as straight.
Called Tiger Shark? That was the film. He
really?
Was accused of exposing himself twice during a showing of the hit film Tiger Shark. That's
so
what
he was just
says.
Masturbating by himself in a theater, and some cop in there saw him.
I thought it was a gay
Yeah,
film.
Everybody did. Everybody as a kid goes, oh, Pee Wee Herman's gay. Because we thought it was a gay porn.
What is Tiger
Shark?
Well,
I have Tiger Shark. It came out in 1990. I'm trying to watch this. It's not loading up, but it's on X-Hamster.
That's a good site.
It is, it looks, I can only scroll through it, but I do see it. It looks like it's a straight porno. Straight porn.
Oh, it's straight.
Not gay.
Straight?
Yep.
Yeah, this is cool.
Well, a couple of... Yeah, there are two girls going at it.
Why did we think
that? A girl and a guy. And
why did we think that all? Because I agree with Dieter. That has been the perception this whole time.
Yeah, well
you look at him.
Yeah, you would expect it would be a gay porn. But.
And finally, Frank Sinatra's fourth wife, Barbara, died yesterday. She was 90 years old. She died comfortably, surrounded by family and friends at her home. And she had been in declining health in recent months. Now, Barbara married Frank Sinatra in 1976. They stayed together until his death in 1998. No children. There you
That's
go.
Life.
That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
That's what all the people say.
Michael, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Michael.
Yes. Morning, Rover.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that no matter how bad that they want people in prison not to suffer for sexual crimes against children or anything like that, I think all of them should suffer for the consequences of their
what that guy did. When you read that,
it's disgusting.
Anally raping a 3-year-old multiple times, even on the day they died, punching him, throwing him against a wall.
It's disgusting.
Oh my
You can't live with yourself. There's no way out. And I think that they should suffer, to be honest. I think all of them should be strung up by their
ball sacks.
I think they should be strung up by their nuts on the telephone pole in town square, and everybody should take a shot at them.
You know those big hooks they have, like you'll see meat hanging on them? Put it right up the guy's ass and hang him there until he dies.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree.
Like Leatherface style from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's right. Now, we just so happened earlier we were talking about transgenders and bleeding. Our president has weighed in, not on bleeding while trans, that hashtag, but another important topic. Here are tweets from 27 minutes ago. After consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgenders in the military would entail. Thank you.
That's legit.
I'm sure no one will be talking about this.
No, not at all.
Oh, my God. When did that come out?
That was 27 minutes ago, up to 15 minutes ago for the last one. So it took them quite a while to type that all out. I don't know if he's right or wrong. I don't know the answer to that. You know, some people do join the military and then they go, oh, I'm transgender, so that we have to pay for that surgery or whatever. I mean, I say you want the surgery, pay for your own surgery. But, you know, so they would tell me, well, if you need your appendix taken out, Rover, we're not telling you to pay for it yourself.
He saw Charlie last night in Youngstown and said, I don't want that guy in the military.
Well, he says 3 hours ago, the crowd last night was amazing, broke all records.
What was the previous record?
Well, who knows? I don't know what record.
Well, had to break something then.
Well, it's just like he won more electoral college votes than ever before. Okay.
We were talking to a guy yesterday, and he goes, why does that matter? And I was talking to a guy. He's like, does it bother you that Trump lies all the time? He goes, nope.
Really?
Nope. Why would it?
Why would it?
Yeah, everybody lies. And I go, but you guys are like on a crusade against fake news, and the biggest liar of all time is the president. Does that bother you about the inauguration size? That just to make up a weird lie about that? Nope, not at all. Just
how about
none of that bothers anybody.
Last night he's talking about we can finally hire American. He was saying that in Youngstown, where you were. He was saying, we're going to hire American. Yet his Mar-a-Lago estate.
Hiring foreigners.
They're looking for foreign workers, specifically foreign workers.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't
we don't
make
want to,
sense.
We don't want the Americans, so we have to pay more and give benefits. Get a couple of people from Dominican Republic.
Has anyone asked him that yet about this
He doesn't
situation?
Talk to anyone anymore That's other true. Than Fox friggin' News. What do you think about that, Dieter? I'm guessing you probably support this. No,
what, the trans?
Yeah.
I mean, I think, one, it would be a distraction. And two, if you have to pay for their sex change, you know that's costly. So they sign up, and then the military has to pay for that? We have enough we have to worry about paying for, man. Just protecting us.
But
if you want to do it on your own, I have no problem with it. Go and
What about gays? Like, he said that he was all about gays. He said that during the campaign. He loves gay people. He's going to be so great to gay people. Would he consider that gays in the military a distraction? Are they next?
Oh, no, they can't. He can't go back on his word. You can't do that.
Why not?
That's awful.
But if transgenders are a distraction, wouldn't gays be a distraction too?
If you're in a foxhole with a gay guy and he's behind you, think, is he going to make a move on me?
You're
right now?
In the middle of a war zone?
Right.
That's what ISIS is shooting you, yeah.
Yeah, is he going to reach around?
Oh, wow.
You know?
No. Yeah, this is breaking everywhere, Rover, this President Trump story.
It's just so weird, like, I don't know. I mean, is this a big problem in the military? Is this something to focus on right now? Is this something that needs attention?
It must be, Rover. If it's coming up, he's addressing it. There must be a lot of people signing up and doing this.
Or some other news story is about to happen, so he does this real quick.
Yeah, to it's a distraction kind of move.
Oh, you mean Jared met with Putin last month or something?
Yes, we're about to find that out.
Jesse, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Rover, what's up, man?
Hey, what's happening?
The Dieter, yo!
Yo!
Hey, that Ronald Phillips cat, I used to go to school with him. I went to school here in Akron called Ellett High School. And went to school with this Ronald Phillips, and he was just the creepiest dude you've ever met, man. He ended up marrying my high school sweetheart. We're divorced now, but he used to hit on her all the time. Yeah, right? And, yeah, he used to hit on her all the time. I have the satisfaction of saying that I got to punch that dude in the face once. Pretty sweet.
Is that the rapist?
Yeah, the child rapist who's being executed today. So you have no qualms about him being fried, or not fried, but whatever they're injecting him. You're all for that.
Oh, no, I hope he suffers one half at least of what he put that little girl through. The whole school knew about what happened. We knew about it at the time, and he's just the creepiest dude you've ever met.
He sounds like it, and I hope he does suffer. I'm with you, Jesse. Thank you. Now, a lot of people want to talk about this transgender thing. So Trump just tweeted, I'll read it to you in a second, but he just tweeted that transgenders, yeah, not welcome in the military. Now, I don't know whether this is, I don't know whether this is right or wrong. I don't know enough about this. I've never been in the military. Why? I'm a huge pussy. Probably any transgender could kick my ass. It'd be a better fighter than me. If you'd rather have an army full of rovers or an army full of transgenders, pick the transgenders.
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
But last year during his campaign, Rover, that's a change.
Well,
he didn't say transgender.
No, he said thank you to the LGBT community. I will fight
for
you.
That's what the T is.
While Hillary brings in more people that will threaten your freedoms and beliefs.
That's nothing about the military.
That's June 2016.
Well, that would be a freedom. That would be a freedom to join the military. 866 Yo Rover, 866-967-6837. What do you think? We'll be right back and discuss it. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Jeffrey LaRoque, the full body equivalent of homeless bedhead.
So what?
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
So while we were talking about hashtag bleeding wild trans, Donald Trump had transgenders on his mind as well. He just tweeted about half an hour ago the following. After consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the United States military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgenders in the military would entail. Thank you. So, transgenders, you're on notice. I'm assuming, again, I haven't served in the military. I'm assuming that there are currently transgender people in the military?
Sure.
I guess as of right now, you're kicked out.
I don't know. Maybe it's now it starts.
No.
None can serve.
It's none. That's right. They will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. So you're kicked out. You're out of a job.
Okay. Honorable or dishonorable discharge?
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know if it's a good idea, bad idea. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Dan in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Rover.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. You guys were talking about gays or homosexuals in the military. I was stationed in Hawaii in the 25th Infantry, and I knew a few gay guys in there. Didn't bother me one bit. Now, the transgender, I don't think I'd like that very much.
Well, people said, here's what I don't know, and maybe it's right. Maybe you're right. I don't know. But people said that about gays. Remember what a, oh, it's going to be such a disaster. Gays in the military, it's going to be horrible.
There's
morale is going to be
each other constantly.
It was a doomsday scenario for gays in the military. Yeah. And frankly, back in the day, I was like, well, I don't know if I agree with gays in the military either. It happened, and guess what? It doesn't appear like it was that big of a problem.
Right.
I guess. At least according to
Dan. I don't think it's a problem. But when you were talking about the if they would be an honorable or dishonorable discharge, they were brought in on a contract, so you can't just be fired for that. They would have to give them a medical discharge.
I see. All right. Well, so I guess it would be, you know,
it would be honorable that it just be a medical discharge. Yeah. I paid for the rest of their life too.
Wow.
Oh, all right. Well, I bet they probably like that. All right. Thank you, Dan.
June 30th, 2016, the military just lifted their ban on transgender service members.
So a year ago. Dustin, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dustin.
Hey there. I just wanted to point out, you know, America has a big problem with people's feelings being hurt. We all have feelings. You know, I relate to people's, they want to be transgender, gay, whatever. That's cool. But we should not let people's feelings dictate or change the way presidents' orders go or corporations, the way they run things. You know, people just need to realize, hey, go ahead and be hurt, whatever. It goes through everybody's life every day. You get mustard on your hamburger you didn't order. Mustard, wah, too bad. What are you going to pitch a big bitch? So it just boils down to, yes, not everybody is going to be happy about every decision. So just deal with
it. I agree to you.
The president thinks this is what we need. Just step back in history for a minute. Can you imagine, I'm not a historian, I don't know what wars we had drafts in exactly, but this day and age, can you imagine if there was a draft and I don't want to go, I need my puppy dog or my Play-Doh or whatever. So now there's no draft, China or whoever comes over and kicks our ass. You know, whatever's best for America.
Well, we do have an all-volunteer military now, so there is no draft.
But there was one.
I understand that, but imagine back when there was, if our feelings that got hurt changed the way things do now, you know, if we changed it because of our feelings.
Well, black people's feelings were hurt when we didn't let them sit on the bus or use a certain drinking fountains. No, do you today say, oh, hey, tough toenails. You're black. Your feelings may be hurt.
That doesn't really, in my opinion, affect the overall outcome of Americans like winning or losing a war. We're talking about the Army right now. And if he believes,
do you think transgenders affect the overall winning or losing of a war? I mean, I don't know.
No, my point was the draft. No. I don't think it really matters. What matters, though, the point I'm trying to make is that America too quickly changes people's, like, you know, corporations or presidents. It affects their decisions because of people's feelings.
Well, we do have
it's more than feelings. It's rights do you have. And if they want to serve in the military, let them serve in the military. I don't want to.
I agree with that.
I'm a huge pussy. I don't want to. So if somebody else wants to step up and do it,
right? Well,
more power to them. Get as many people as you can to join.
If Corporal Klinger wants to join and wear a dress,
cool. And
but I don't know. It could be a distraction. It could be.
I'm reading here that it says in 2014 there was 15,000 transgender individuals serving in active duty or in the National Guard.
How many?
That's a lot.
Well, put it into perspective. How many people are in active duty in the military and National Guard total?
Well, that I don't know. But 15,000 is a lot.
Yeah, those are brave individuals that we don't care what you do behind closed doors or anything like that.
So total active is 1.4 million. Total in the Army National Guard is 340,000.
And reserves, Army reserves.
Oh, all right. So about another half million. So you're talking about 15,000 people out of 2 million.
Okay. They want to serve?
Let them serve.
I don't know. Nick in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Nick.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
Peter, yo.
Yo.
All right, guys. So I just wanted to call in and just give you my perspective. I've been in the military for about 10 years now. And the thing with the transgender, I want to preface everything with, if you're willing to take the oath and bleed with me, so be it. That's cool. The only difference, though, between gay serving and transgender serving is the logistical considerations. And that is barracks and restrooms and all that stuff. Okay, so let's say tomorrow I want to be a female. So my unit sends me to a psychologist. Psychologist confirms individual is not crazy, just wants to be a female. Okay. Then I get changed in the Army systems. Once I'm changed in the Army systems, once it's confirmed, I am now a female. I am now graded on the female PT standards. I can now use female latrines, female showers, all that stuff. So
you only have to do 20 pull-ups instead of 100 pull-ups or whatever.
That's the thing. And that's kind of the broad opinion of a lot of soldiers, is we just don't feel like a lot of the individuals who want to change are genuine. A lot of them feel like, as ironic as it sounds, it's kind of like a fad. And
well, I don't know about that, because I'll tell you something. Yeah. It's got to be more than a fad to be someone, and you're in the military, and you go, you know what? I'm going to announce to the world that I'm a woman now. Right. And I mean,
just so I don't have to do as many push-ups.
Yeah.
You know, a fad was those cross-colors jeans that I wore in high school, and fidget spinners today. Those are fads, but you know, I don't know if that's a fad.
The thing, though, is that when they instituted the transgender, when they lifted it, they lifted the ban. A lot of people heralded it as a victory. I myself, I'm for it. It's just a lot of logistical considerations have to be looked at. And the prior administration, you know, now that he's out, I can say what I want. President Obama and his team, they didn't really look at what they needed to look at, because they didn't make the changes. And they just said, okay, it's okay. Now you have all these people who are in the middle of their transitions, start of their transitions, and it's a budgetary and logistical issue. So, I mean, I agree. They want to serve, but it's a tiered thing. It needs to be done in phases so that everybody gets the amenities they need and all the stuff happens the way it has to happen. You know what I mean? So y'all have a good day. And,
all right. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. Look, I'm not saying Trump is wrong. He's wrong about 90% of his other stuff. Maybe he's right about this. I don't know.
Let me talk to the generals.
Mackenzie in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Morning.
Hi.
There are so many things I want to say.
Okay.
first of all, and Charlie completely took the words out of my mouth, but it's not about anybody's feelings. It's about a basic right that everyone else has. It has nothing to do with their feelings. I don't feel like I want to go out and get shot. I do it because I love my country and I want to serve my country. And I'm not trans. None of my family is trans. I just feel completely strongly about this. But another thing is, why are we hearing about this in a tweet?
Right.
Why is he's the president of the United States? He needs to be on television speaking to the country like a man and like a president instead of sending this out in a tweet.
Well,
what other president?
Nobody.
Trump is tweeting right now. 27 seconds ago, he said, why didn't Attorney General Sessions replace acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, a Comey friend who was in charge of Clinton investigation, but got ... I assume he's going to follow this up here with another
yesterday, Robert,
nugget of wisdom.
In Youngstown, he said he's the most presidential president of all time.
Since Abraham.
Well, he's not going to go too extreme. Yeah. Since Abraham Lincoln.
Besides
Abraham.
Yeah. Oh, the most presidential.
He's like my 13-year-old daughter.
Yes.
You know, my 13-year-old daughter goes on Twitter and tweets.
Yep.
That's not how we learn about policy in the United States, is through a tweet.
Well,
you stand up like
he's going to say the times are a changing, Mackenzie, get with it. That's what he would tell you. He's a modern day president. This is how people communicate now.
The first of
Twitter.
His kind.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Mackenzie.
Trump also mentioned yesterday something about I didn't really understand what he's going for. You have the clip, Rover. He starts talking about Mount Rushmore.
Mm. Mm-mm.
Okay, let me see.
I don't want
to put
it in
here twice,
because
so I don't know if this is...
Yeah, I just spelled it Rushmore
okay,
wrong.
Okay, here it is.
So, we're going to start enriching our country. We're going to start bringing back our jobs. And we will be fools no longer, folks. We'll be fools no longer.
How can you say that with a straight face and people cheer when the clubs that you own, like Mar-a-Lago, are currently seeking out recruitment of foreign workers? How can you say that with a straight face and people are like, yeah, that's great?
I don't know.
How can you say that when the tie he's wearing, that's his own brand, is made in China?
China.
How can you say that China. When his daughter's, all her crap is made yeah. overseas? How can you say that with a straight face?
China.
We're going to start bringing jobs. Start at your own clubs.
Yeah, but maybe he's China. In charge of the hiring process.
Come on.
There, Rover. I mean, is he? You think he's in charge of actually hiring people, interviewing people at his club?
No. Okay, so let's say they go, let's say that it came out that, oh, they're actively recruiting not Americans. They're trying to hire nothing but foreign workers for various cost purposes. It's now out there. He's aware of it. You would be able to call up and say, hey, knock it off.
Right. Maybe he will. Okay.
Holding your breath, Charlie? Start holding now.
Yes.
China.
Every single president on Mount Rushmore. Now, here's what I do. I'd ask whether or not you think I will someday be on Mount Rushmore.
Stop it.
But, no.
But the fake news back there, I can tell what he's going to say. They're going to take this quote, take it out of context.
Here's the problem.
Oh, no.
If I did it joking, totally joking, having fun, the fake news media will say,
tell you?
He believes he should be on Mount Rushmore.
He does.
He just said he was joking.
So I won't say it, okay?
They would require.
That's how he works.
How many 55-gallon drums of orange paint? To put on his face on
no,
Mount
that
Rushmore.
Hair, carving that hair with that dynamite.
But every president, wow. They'll say it anyway, you watch tomorrow. Trump thinks he should be on Mount Rushmore. Isn't that terrible? What a group. What a dishonest group of people, I tell you.
So what was he saying if he wasn't saying it?
He was getting that out there, so because he's a narcissist and he really does believe that.
And you know
that.
The funny thing?
He should be on Mount
is
Rushmore.
Is that you'd think they'd want to see our country be great again. You would really think so. But they don't.
Well, get to work on it.
Yeah. Stop going.
Stop doing campaign rallies all the time and golfing. Get to work on it.
You do. Also,
this is a guy who's going to be so busy he wasn't going to have time to golf. Remember that?
We're going
to
get tired of winning.
Yeah. well, I'm still waiting to start.
You also have the clip of he's saying he's the most presidential president.
Oh, God.
It's much easier, by the way, to act presidential than what we're doing here tonight. Believe me. And I said, with the exception of the late, great Abraham Lincoln, I can be more presidential than any president that's ever held this office. That I can tell you.
Wow.
Well, he didn't say he is. He said he could be.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But
sorry.
He has the ability to be presidential. He just hasn't started yet. Let me go to Donnie, also in Dayton. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Donnie.
Hey, good morning, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Yeah, yo, Dieter.
Yo.
Hey, I just, so I've been on the service about 17 years now, and I also had a concern when we had listed the Don't Ask, Don't Tell that there'd be maybe an element of gay bashing, if you will, and we'd have this problem with acceptance. But the truth of the matter is, gay individuals who are already in those units, those dudes knew. You know, they live together, they work together, they fight together. And so it didn't matter once that lifted. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
The difference with transgenders that I see as, you know, now I'm progressed in my military career and as a leader is, you know, the military is selected for a reason. You know, we don't take just anybody. And then at the end of your enlistment, if you're not hacking it, they say, you know what, I'm sorry, this isn't for you. You got to go. So we have to uphold standards, grooming standards, fitness standards, and what do we do with these young 18, 19, 20-year-old kids basically are coming in, and yes, they go through a lot of psychological vetting, you know, to make sure, hey, this isn't just some underlying issue.
Right.
They really, you know, do want to change their gender. But then in the process, you know, am I upholding you to the female standard or the male standard? You know, can you just out of the blue say, well, I feel like I'm a woman, so I can wear earrings? So it just creates a little bit of a problem for good order and discipline, if you
will.
Well,
I think if there's a policy, I would assume that there would be some sort of policy in place that people can't just be switching their gender,
right,
you know, week to week, I would hope. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's a good idea that transgenders are not allowed or won't be allowed as of this moment. What do they do with the transgenders that are in the military right now, Donnie?
Well, right now, as that previous caller said, they have to go through I'm in the Air Force.
No, so, but I mean, like, what do they do? There must be somewhere in the Air Force there are transgenders serving at this very moment. And the president tweeted that they cannot serve in any capacity. They won't be accepted, and they cannot serve, which I take as you're fired.
Right.
Right. Basically, I think so. But it's not just you show up to work, you know, tomorrow and you're gone. It's definitely going to be a process. So actually, I personally don't know what the policy is. It just came out, you know, how they will get rid of, if you will, those individuals. Right now, I really don't know.
Well, I don't know either. All right. Thank you, Donnie. Here, let me finish up just because he started tweeting while we were on the air. So he did follow this tweet up. Why didn't Attorney General Sessions replace acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, a Comey friend who was in charge of Clinton investigation but got big dollars, $700,000 for his wife's political run from Hillary Clinton and her representatives, drain the swamp? He's really got a hard-on for Jeff Sessions now.
Yeah,
he was his boy
a
couple
was.
Months ago. Now he hates Jeff Sessions.
I read a timeline of how he went from loving Sessions to now hating and all the things he's
what
doing.
What did Sessions do?
He really bothered him that he recused himself.
He had to. There was no choice.
But there must have been something else that Sessions did.
I think you're absolutely right. There's something else that he learned about him, or he overheard that he said about Trump, or something. You're right.
And also, isn't he calling Washington the swamp now? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, drain the swamp. He's been saying that a long time.
No, he's like the people he's around. He's like, I'm out of the swamp. I'm here with you, the people. Like, is he calling all of his Republicans and all the people surrounding him? Is that part of the swamp?
I don't know. I
don't really know who the swamp is, but now he started calling it the sewer, by the way. So
oh, is it the sewer?
All right. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app or with the Rover Radio Apple TV app. Any of those are available. And for everyone else, we'll be right back with our last news of the day. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Even radio DJs get waterboarded.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Whiskey waterboarding, here he goes.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
What is this video, Dieter, that you gave me? It's about a football player or something?
I think this just came out. It's the first time I've seen it. This guy used to play for the NFL, the Buccaneers. His name's Price. I think David Price.
Brian Price.
And a video came out of him a couple months ago. He went crazy at this hardware store. And they think he has CTE. And he's living with it. And he says, I have no memory of this day. But you got to see this video, what happens. He loses his mind.
This is not in our system, Charlie?
No, I can't save this one.
If you go to like 235 in, is the police encounter.
This is a just, well, I just have the news story here
from downtown Detroit.
It plays it in that.
Okay. Starts now.
We begin tonight with a story of Brian Price, the college star, elite NFL athlete, and loving husband and father.
Who ended up in this video, out of control, making no sense, at a Washtenaw County auto parts store. His family would tell you it's a miracle he didn't end up dead.
And tonight, the cause of what you see in that video is not what you'd expect, and it's something doctors and police never saw coming. Mara McDonald is live tonight with Brian's story. Mara?
Kimberly, when I first approached Brian Price and his wife Candace about talking to us, they were very apprehensive. But Brian relented and he said, okay, I want to meet you and I want to look in your eye and I want to see what you're made of. And then he put this out and said, I want you to know I'm not going to hurt you. Take a look at the video and you'll understand the context.
And he's in trouble right now, and down he goes. And that was Brian Price.
Brian Price overcame a South Central LA childhood straight out of a Tupac Shakur song.
I grew up with nothing, but my mom made us seem like we had everything.
Two brothers murdered and a sister killed in a car wreck, a dysfunctional family unit. But he would excel in football, first at his high school, and then at UCLA.
This has been a very difficult decision to make. However, after talking with my coaches and my family, I decided to forego my senior season at UCLA.
Price was a star.
Number 92, Price.
A defensive tackle picked up in the second round of the 2010 NFL draft for Tampa Bay. But hideous pelvic injuries would eventually sideline him in Tampa, as well as playing for the Cowboys and Chicago Bears.
Come to find out, like, my bones have split apart. Like, it cracked, you know, my bones broke.
He's married to track and field national gold medalist and Ann Arbor native Candace Davis. They met at an exclusive party in L.A. Brian brought his mom and some other family members and saw Candace walk in. His heart stopped.
She walked through the door, and I leaned to my mom, and I was like, I'm gonna marry her. That's my wife right there.
He was just bashful, and he was so polite, and I was like, why is he acting so nice? I was like, what's wrong with him?
He bought up every bottle of pineapple juice at that party so nobody else could buy Candace a drink, and he made good on his declaration. He and Candace got married in Detroit in 2012. Their daughter Gianna is the light of their life.
This is a long story just to get
running
through a window.
That's what I'm saying. 235 in is when it actually starts.
I just want to see the guy run through the window.
Okay. Go to 235.
Candace is now pregnant with their second child,
it's about
son.
To start.
So how did this man turn in to this man?
What's your name? I'm Dave. Who are you?
This is Brian at an auto parts store in Ypsilanti in April. It's his birthday. Candace has arranged for him to get a massage at a local spa. He never made it. Instead, he stopped at the auto parts store. The police have been called because a disoriented, aggressive Brian is inside, making no sense and toppling displays. Washtenaw County Sheriff's deputies are trying to calm him down. He's clearly agitated. And then Brian takes a full-on dive through the heavy-duty glass doors. Think about that impact for a minute.
That's
and
insane.
Then, as only a former NFL defensive tackle could, he actually gets back up.
They're like, are you Mrs. Price? And I'm like, yes. And they're like, we have your husband in the emergency room.
Get out here, sit down on the ground.
And when I got there and the officers described the incident to me, I was just shocked. I mean, and I couldn't believe the things they were describing.
Mentally, like some days I struggle a lot. But, like, as a man and as a friend and a father, you don't want people to see it. But at the same time, like, I know I'm not the only one going through this.
What does he have? Does he have the CTE?
I think CTE. Yes. But you can't diagnose this until...
You're dead.
Yeah, an autopsy.
So the immediate assumption when Brian got to the hospital was that he had to be drugged out of his mind. That's what the police thought. That's what the doctors thought. So Candace goes to the hospital. And in this report, it details how she told them that's not the case, that her husband likely suffers from something else entirely. It's called CTE, which is chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Essentially, repetitive concussions from years in football.
I love watching people on the news when they say repetitive concussion and all that. Oh,
CTE.
Is football going to go away?
It should. I gotta say,
oh, come on,
this is
the most
enough.
Popular sport. No, because they volunteer to play this game. Anybody can walk away, and people are starting to walk away. But people say after they retire, they wouldn't change a thing. They would still go back and play and get 20 concussions for
the
money.
Yeah, but parents
and
aren't going to let their kids play this
they
game
shouldn't.
At some point. If this really is an epidemic, as Doogie did in the news earlier, she said 99% of the brains tested of these former NFL players, 99% have CTE. Now, I don't know what that causes. I guess you run through auto parts store windows. This is a big plate glass door, and he just barreled right through it, and it shattered. I saw Dieter do this in Dare Dieter many, many years ago.
That was awful.
And it looked and sounded exactly the same.
It says it causes aggression, depression, suicidal thoughts, and dementia.
Dieter, do you have any of those signs in all seriousness?
I didn't even hear what you said.
Aggression, depression, suicidal thoughts, and dementia.
I don't think so.
You're aggressive.
At times that I'm aggressive. I mean,
sure. Are you depressed?
I think it's all mood swings. It's constant. I think nobody walks around happy 24/7. People need that.
Do you forget things?
Yeah. I think everybody does, though.
I'm bad, yeah.
But that's what I think. Sometimes I notice when I'm talking, and then I'll just lose my train of thought, and it's just blank.
Yeah, but I think that that's normal.
Okay, every day?
Regular dumb.
Okay. So every day, every sentence that you talk, you
seriously?
Forget halfway through?
Have you experienced that your whole life, or just recently?
Oh, it feels like recently, especially on this show.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's working with you guys. You know what I'm talking about, Jeffrey?
Yes, Jeffrey. What is it?
Well, there was a former Browns fullback named Gene Hickerson. He had he had
the
that
famous
issue.
Gene Hickerson.
Yeah. Yeah. What year did he play?
He played in the NFL, but he took a lot of hits, and he had some dementia.
All right. Well, I feel bad.
Actually, I take that back because it's from 62 to 73.
Stop reading it. He just read it off of the screen.
See, that's how.
Famous Gene Hickerson.
Yep. Mean Gene.
World famous Gene Hickerson.
But it also shows, he also did a movie with Will Smith where that
What's
played,
the name of it?
Concussion.
What's it about?
It's about where he discovers these NFL players were getting.
But if you had to distill it,
that's
one
how it was,
word, what's it about?
CTE was discovered through players getting all these concussions.
If you had to name the movie just one word, what would you name it?
Concussion.
What does CTE stand for?
I had it in the back of my head something. You
concussion?
Know, cerebral traumatic encephalopathy. I don't know how to name
emphysema?
No, not emphysema. Emphysema is a respiratory issue.
Emphysema?
Yeah. It's a smoking-related disease. Let's put it that way. I'll put it
delicious.
In layman's terms.
I love empanizas. They're really
funny,
good.
Funny, Doogie.
No, they are good.
From Kazumo.
Or after he has coffee. Colon trauma emergency.
Sometimes I think sometimes working on this show makes me feel like I'm brain dead.
Us too.
Yeah, it's our fault.
My soul is just dead working on this show. All right. Thank you, Jeffrey. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I might as well keep with the theme of football. The Dallas Cowboys, they seem to have a track record of sticking with players who commit horrendous crimes as long as they produce on the field. For example, Greg Hardy, Ezekiel Elliott. Well, this week they decided...
What did Ezekiel Elliott do?
Beat up someone in a bar?
Yeah.
And before that, he was accused of domestic violence.
Yeah, but it turned out he didn't do that, right?
Right, but this guy just knocked some guy out of the bar.
That investigation for domestic violence went on way longer than I think you're anticipating, or than you remember. Because remember, they came out and said she faked it, and they weren't looking into it. It actually continued on for a long time.
Huh. Well, what the who did he beat up in a bar? Why did he do that? What was the story behind that?
Let me look that up.
That just happened a couple weeks ago, didn't it? It was recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this week, the Cowboys decided to punish a guy for a crime he did not commit. So it all started on Monday when cops in Virginia named receiver Lucky Whitehead as a suspect in a misdemeanor shoplifting incident. Well, they issued a warrant because Lucky failed to appear at a hearing, and the Cowboys fired him, cut him loose. But today, the cops admitted, we had the wrong guy.
Oh, man.
Well, the guy that did it said, I'm Lucky Whitehead.
Yes.
The shoplifter was saying he's this famous NFL player, maybe to get out of it.
The actual suspect.
So it spread, and they go, well, we don't want this guy on the team. They cut him. Now it comes out it's not him, so do you take him back?
Well, they even had Lucky's personal information, including his social security number. So
this guy did the suspect.
Yeah, the suspect.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard of Lucky Whitehead. Is he?
I know him from fantasy football. He's like a kick returner. He catches some passes. He's not like the main star.
So he's a utility kind of guy.
Yeah, he's fast.
But as of yesterday, at a press conference, they're sticking to their guns. They're not letting him back. I don't know if that's changed.
Well,
but
maybe they might have wanted to get rid of him anyhow if he's not that good.
But you can't do that to a guy that didn't.
No, I agree. I think it's wildly unfair. Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to. Look, if you release him for something he didn't do, I think he's owed whatever pay, certainly.
Oh, sure. But it makes him look like a jackass.
Who, the Cowboys?
Yeah, of course. They look terrible at this. So. The other big story that people are talking about, now I will not watch this video because I don't need to see it, but wildlife officials in Florida, they're looking into the video posted on social media that appears to show a shark being dragged by a speeding boat. And these three guys are laughing and they think it's funny. Look, he's almost dead. They're dragging the shark by the fin. And wildlife officials are taking the video very seriously. They're trying to figure out where the clip was recorded and all those involved. And they're asking for you to look at it. Can you recognize these guys? If so, we want
their
names.
They're still looking for remember the naked guy that was humping a shark? And people thought it was a college football coach. And then people thought it was the founder of something. I forget.
Jimmy Johns.
It was a coach. A Florida coach, they thought he was humping him naked.
Right, they thought it was him, and then they thought it was the founder of Jimmy John's. Yeah, yeah. And did they ever identify the naked guy humping
him? I think
they did.
I'm going to have to research this.
He's got a lot that Nance is researching.
Stories,
Ezekiel Elliott just punched a guy in a bar who was talking to a chick in his entourage. So he was in there with the chick, guy was talking to him, punched him in the face, broke his nose, laid him out.
And the naked guy, according to Metro, naked man humping dead shark identified as an ex-NYC police officer.
Really?
Yeah, Daily News also has that report.
Huh. That's funny. Look at this guy. He's completely naked on top of a dead shark in the back of a boat.
I think it's a big deal.
Well, if you're allowed to kill the shark anyways, what difference does it make if you get naked with it? Here is someone dragging
shark or something.
I don't know if there's any audio to this. No audio?
Are you playing it? Or Snitzer?
I'm playing it. Right, hang on. Let me start over here.
They're really going fast.
Oh, yeah. They're like in a speedboat. Dragging a shark that they have somehow hooked to a line. I guess, you know, but frankly, if you're allowed to fish and kill the fish,
so what if you're dragging it through? That's mean. You're not like taking it out of its misery or, you know, doing.
But people are allowed to fish and get a fish and then just throw it on their boat and it dies flopping around.
They're dragging it by its tail.
They usually cut the head off the fish. Okay.
But you don't have to. It's not against the law not to. So, if you're allowed to do that.
Well, if you don't do that, you're a dick.
I think that's awful. I really do. I think it's awful. Hey, did this guy die yet? This dude?
Jeffrey?
Is he dead?
Jeffrey's on.
No, Jeffrey's alive.
Death Row Watch.
By now, the execution would have taken place about 5 minutes ago.
Do you know that it happened?
What if the governor called?
Hold on, look that up right quick.
You were obsessed with it all morning, now you don't care?
Well, what's to say
that...
Is he
dead or not?
One of the Vatican's... Look that up, Jeffrey, so you can tell me. One of the Vatican's most senior officials made his first court appearance in Australia today as part of an ongoing child sex abuse scandal. That, of course, has shaken the Catholic Church since the early 2000s. We've been really upset about all these sex scandals and all of this child sex abuse that we hear about. So this Cardinal George Pell, which is Pope Francis's chief financial advisor, became the highest official to be involved in the scandal when he was charged with sexual offenses against multiple complainants in late June.
Okay, Jeffrey's got the update. Let's hear it.
It's here, Jeffrey.
I'm looking up the story right now, so you have to give me a hot second here. I thought I had it. Let's see.
I have an update.
Give your update, Nance, because you looked it up faster than I could.
Story. Go ahead, Jeffrey. We'll wait. Hurry up.
All right. Hold on. Let's see. Local.
I'm going to be dead by the end of
this. Wow. Can you kill me, someone? Injection? I'll take anything.
I got you.
Yeah. The U.S. Supreme Court clears way for Phillips' execution, so.
Oh, did he die? I knew that. Did he die?
Let's see. I didn't think you guys were going to talk.
Is he dead?
Oh my lord!
You do the update. No, we'll wait. Because you got.
We'll wait, Jeffrey.
Keep going, Jeffrey. You gotta find the news out. I found it very easily.
Oh, that's good. That's good, Nats. You're good at one upping me, so you do it now.
Ooh.
One up.
Here you go.
He just walked off. Update, okay. Nads.
They delayed the execution for a few minutes to allow for a visit with his brother.
All right, so still alive.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson appears at a news... Oh. Rex Tillerson appears to have no plans to resign as a Secretary of State, but he is going to take a moment. And he's going to take a little time off.
Oh, step back. Well, he's only been on the job. I mean, he's been on the job a whole few months. Do you remember during the campaign, people were saying, Hillary Clinton in her, does she have the stamina to be president? She was Secretary of State and traveled to 150 different countries for years and years and years. Rex Tillerson gets on the job, he lasts a couple of months, and he's, I got to take a break.
There are a lot of rumors that they're calling it the Rexit.
Uh-huh.
That he is going to resign, but they're saying, no, he's not going anywhere. He's very frustrated, sure.
Jared Kushner, our next Secretary of State. My prediction.
That can't happen.
Why not?
Are you kidding? A guy with zero political experience?
Rex Tillerson had zero political experience. He was the CEO of ExxonMobil.
Didn't he get that deal done, though?
Which one?
I thought he just got some big oil deal done in Russia.
Oh, Russia. Wait, you really think Kushner?
Wouldn't surprise me. Why would that surprise you, Charlie?
No, he does everything.
Yeah.
He's the go-to guy.
Wow. Okay. We'll see. All right. It's official. Wonder Woman 2 has a big holiday release date. So after raking in more than $780 million worldwide, the Warner Brothers company, they've scheduled the superhero sequel for December 13th, 2019. So we have two years to go. We never got the report from Jeffrey on the first one, did we? Wonder Woman?
Oh, I'm sure he thought
he
it was
loved
great.
It. Yeah. Okay. And that's it. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
We will be right back. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
When life sucks, how do you plead?
I broke your Xbox.
What?
Your card has been declined for insufficient funds.
Don't stress. Let Rover's Morning Glory take you away.
All right, we will wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath here in just a moment. If you're not an RMG Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com, and you can watch or listen live to The Aftermath there on the website or with the app or the Apple TV app. I'm going to test it out. People are a handful, like a couple of people, emailed me, and they go, when we click on The Aftermath, we just get a loop of, I don't know what they say exactly. But I think it's only on the website. Are you getting any reports of this?
Sometimes.
I've had two people say
it's
this.
It's only a couple people, because if it wasn't working on the website all around, it'd be tons of people.
Right.
But there's like one or two that are having real issues.
What could that be? I mean, I looked at it on my phone. I go, it's working fine. Someone emailed me yesterday during the middle of The Aftermath. I can't watch this.
Bad browser? Are they using Chrome? Firefox?
I don't know. I'm going to go to the website and I'll look. I'll try it today.
Internet Explorer?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. You know, Steve Loomis, the guy who's head of the police union here?
Yeah.
He was injured in a car crash yesterday, I guess. He's been on the show a few times.
Oh, yeah.
And he was injured in some sort of car crash. I don't have a lot of details, but some people sent me messages last night and saying, I read an article saying it doesn't appear to be life-threatening injuries. That guy's huge. Like, a car could hit him, and he just wouldn't even move, you know?
I didn't know if this was tacky. I did text him and said, my thoughts and prayers are with you. I hope you're okay. Is that rude?
You know, I thought about that, and I figured, you know, if I were in an accident,
I wouldn't want to hear from
a couple hours later, I wouldn't want people to start texting me.
Right?
Oh, I would. Give me all of your sympathy and your praise. Feel bad for me.
Send me flowers.
Give me things. Shower me with gifts. Okay. Yes.
No, yeah. Anything. You're injured. You're in the hospital.
No, bring me stuff. And then get out. Don't hang around.
Okay.
But, like, drop off awesome things for me.
Okay.
Movies and stuff. And
so
then,
just putting this out there, Rover. If you're ever critically injured, we don't say anything to you.
I want you
That's
to,
right. That's exactly right.
But then this. I want you to come back on the air and then don't complain that we didn't send you any get well messages.
Well, no. I'll complain about that. I mean,
No.
I can have it both ways. It's my show. What's Jeffrey doing out there?
Nobody. It's some salesperson.
No, it's not Jeffrey. Jeffrey's sitting quietly, playing solitaire, okay. Checking out the latest Carly Simon video.
No, it's just trying to see if there's any other updates, because Nats's update was
What's the update on this death?
No, Nats, we'll shut the hell up.
Let's hear it, man.
Okay. All right, then, I'm talking.
Death update. Death watch.
No, it's just that Nat said in his update that the execution was delayed because he got a last-minute visit from his brother.
What was this guy's name?
Ronald Phillips. He's got to be dead by now.
Well, like, he's really wait. Is he going to say he's got to be?
Official death notice is now?
Play taps.
I don't need to play taps. I don't play taps for a scumbag like him.
So, Jeffrey, you're signing the death warrant? Officially? What time?
If I was a judge, I would sign the warrant of death.
What was the time of death?
I would say 15 minutes ago.
15 minutes ago.
Oh.
Jeffrey's been wanting to get the story out all morning.
Now and it hasn't been announced that the guy's dead, but Jeffrey's like, he must be dead.
You've announced his death.
Well, hey, anything's possible. Alive. I mean, if he's still alive, he's still alive. But then he's going to die soon. I mean, all of his appeals have ran out. He's appealed twice to the Supreme Court for, you know, some kind of clemency or something like that. So,
what would your last meal be?
If I was on death row, country fried steak and eggs with white toast and coffee.
Now, what is that? That's obviously from a movie of some kind, right?
No. It's what I sometimes get
Green
when I go
Mile.
To a restaurant.
Country? What is it? Country fried what?
Country fried steak and eggs with white toast and coffee and orange juice.
Is he dead or alive?
Thanks to the guy that sent me. We played a game earlier on the show, and I said, we need some buzzers. And the guy sent me a link to something. I bought them. I go, this is great.
You got the ones we were looking at? The big cubes?
The cubes. And I got the ones that connect to a computer instead of the wireless ones. The wireless ones, way easier setup. But I'm like, we could get fancy with this, and you could put the games into the system, and then Snitz can have them up on his
cool.
on RMG TV. So you can go to things like skid marks for $200.
Oh, like Jeopardy.
That's right.
So Charlie asked, and I said, ask Rover.
Oh, okay. So I was saying I wouldn't do too good at the game we did today because I don't know that much 80s music. But I would love to play that game for rap music.
Me too.
So it'd be
and
Charlie,
said,
Nads,
knows
and
rap music.
Dieter. I mean, those songs that we...
and no. I said, no, it's just because you're old. No. Other people do know rap music. It is a popular genre of music.
All the songs that we played today, everybody knows that stuff. How many rap, like, what would be an example of
I
rap?
I didn't know all that stuff.
No, yeah, I didn't know all of that. Like, I
really?
Oh, come on. You hadn't heard every song on there? Which one have you not heard before?
I don't know if I've ever listened to Smokin' in the Boys' Room.
Oh, come on. I've heard that.
Come on.
I don't know if I've ever listened to it. Oh, that's...
Corey's probably having a heart attack right now.
I would turn this off, so...
You never saw this video?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't like this stuff,
I would turn this off. If I heard this, I'd go, I do not want to hear this.
What's that Billy Squire, Everybody Wants You?
Everybody wants you.
Hey, I want to.
But I would love to.
Come on, you've heard this.
See, I wouldn't recognize this right away at all.
Well, I wouldn't either. I mean, no, I recognize.
I need to hear the words to even know if I know it.
Wait until he gets the chorus.
Okay, I've heard it.
You've heard, I promise, every song that they played this morning. You've heard.
I tried.
Whether you like
ones,
that kind of music or not.
Smoking in the boys' room, I've never... I probably came across it, but on the radio in the
You've
background.
Heard that.
Yes, you have.
Come on, Charlie. You.
I'm just saying I don't...
Even if it's, even if you haven't, they'll play that in movies and stuff. I mean,
because it's been around for 40 years. It's that's the stuff that exactly it gets inundated in your system through
rap?
Movies and
do enough people
pop culture.
Know?
Yes, Doogie, people know rap songs. That's why there's so much. There's if you look at any award show, all they have is rap. There's no rock at all. People know rap.
You haven't heard this?
Oh. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I've heard it.
So it's Charlie, Naz, and Dieter, he said. Ask Rover.
Rap music. Rap hits.
Dieter would know
only
all that
Tupac.
Crap in the, like, the 90s.
Oh, I think he'd know
2000s.
Huh. Who's going to pull all the music?
Well, that I don't know. I don't know. I thought it was just an idea.
What could Doogie try to go up against? I mean, this is.
Well, we're thinking you. Doogie and Rover, and we just play Pink songs, and you guys guess.
Okay, all right.
I would do that.
No, I don't know. What would you guys... Because it'd be funny to watch YouTube battle on something, too.
Me with Rover? I'd win.
Well, you'd have to pick the genre that you both share.
90s
like,
alternative music. I got that. Yeah. I mean, it's... Wow.
She wouldn't know that, though.
No, I wouldn't.
I don't think I could pick that stuff with a half second, though. You could play me a song, and I'd go, okay, yeah, that's this, but...
It's Toad the Wet
Sprocket. A half... Right. A half second of a song? I don't know.
I think I could do it with certain rap songs.
I know I could.
Give me an alternative song from the 90s. Let me see. Let's just try this. Let me see. Just play me 1 second of it. Half a second or whatever the hell you were doing today.
Jeffrey, is he dead?
Jessica says that Charlie looks super creepy with that mustache. He does.
I can't even tell
he has used
one.
To criticize the guy that wears the white Clark Griswold shoes
never
around the radio station. Yeah, you said he looked like a child molester.
No, I didn't. Well, he does, but yeah, I've never said it out loud.
And,
but he looks like a cool child molester, one I would let
And now Charlie's growing that same mustache as that guy. Charlie's next going to be hanging out at pinball places.
I've been
and,
there, yeah. Uh-huh. This guy's ripping me off. All right, see if you know it. It's going to be hard to do in half a second freehand, all right?
Okay. Stone Temple Pilots plush.
Yeah,
you got that. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Got another one?
Yeah, hold on.
See, I don't know.
She wouldn't have known the name of that.
I wouldn't even know that.
I won't chime in, and let's just let her name the song. You wouldn't have known. She would have.
I knew it was there. What? I don't know this. Oh, really? You know that, Rover?
Mm-hmm.
Liar,
you do?
Say it.
You really do?
Say it.
Mm-hmm. I would have no idea what this
wow.
is.
Wow.
Say it.
That's pretty amazing.
You don't know.
Pearl Jam, Alive.
No.
No?
But you were close.
Wait, let me hear it again.
Motorhead, The Game.
What?
Well, that wouldn't be alternative, but...
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. It must be Pearl Jam something. Jeremy... Know this, Doogie? Even Flow. What band is this, Doogie?
Pearl Jam. Maybe he'll be a little better. Audio Slave.
Do you know the words to this, Rover, or do you just sing along and just mumble?
Faces that he sees.
Hold up, can you sing?
No, but right. No, I'm trying to think if I. I don't think I could. Probably back in the day when this was big. Okay. Oh, the hard one is that Yellow Ledbetter song.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yellow Bedwetter?
Jeffrey Sun?
Yeah.
No. Yellow Ledbetter.
So you guys days. What the hell is Eddie Vedder singing?
I don't know. On a board
game. I want to be there.
All right, let's see if you can get one more.
All right, let's hear it.
Jeffrey, don't look over here.
Don't. Is he dead yet?
Yeah, you look that up.
All right, ready?
Yes.
The world.
Well,
Smashing Pumpkins.
All right. I didn't realize it started like that. Oh, I'll get one more.
What was that? Bullet with Butterfly Wings? Is that?
Yeah, you got it. That was dumb.
That's a really, really easy one.
I'm going to listen to this one first. All right, ready?
Yeah. I could do that one more time. Let's see. It could be one of two things.
If you get this, I'd be amazed. That's one note.
It's either Sublime or Everlast.
No.
No? Yeah. Oh, let me hear it again. Oh, that's Green Day.
Nope.
No? That's not Green Day?
I thought it was Sublime, too.
Time of Our Life?
Nope. Oh, I could hear how you think that.
All right, let me hear. Oh, man.
You suck at this game.
I'm trying to think of someone that plays like...
Three notes. Can you give them three notes?
Yeah, I'm guessing another band I think that might sound like could have been live, but...
Nope. All right, I'm going to give you a couple more notes.
Okay. Oh, Black Hole Sun, Soundgarden.
Yeah, got it.
Nice. Not really. At least I could name 80s songs. Pretty. You suck at this.
All right, let's see if Nads can get this. Don't look.
Okay. That's Rough Riders Anthem DMX.
Yes. I think a rap one would be good.
That was an easy one. I think I might have even gotten that one.
You think so?
And I don't know any of that stuff.
Anyway, it's just a suggestion.
All right. Bob, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Rover. Hey, I just wanted to call you guys out for being insensitive. Do you know what you missed?
What?
You were talking about Motley Crue earlier, the one song.
Which one?
It's Vaping in the Gender Neutral Bathroom.
Oh, yes. Smoking in the Boys' Room. That's very...
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Very discriminatory. You're right. Vaping in the gender-neutral bathroom. That's hard to say. It doesn't quite have the same ring to it, but it will catch on. All right. Thank you, Bob. All right. What do you guys have coming up on the Aftermath on RMG Plus?
We're going to recap the game that Snitz totally let everybody down at.
Total letdown.
What a loser. Jeffrey renewing his wedding vows. I want to get an inside perspective on what Jeffrey wants to do for his bachelor party. Let's see if he has any, like, a wish list. And what was the third thing?
Oh, we're going to recap the Trump rally.
Yeah, we went to the Trump rally.
Oh, all right.
Coming up on the Aftermath.
All right. If you're not an RMG Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com and you can watch or listen live to the Aftermath, and we will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.